Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on this weekend? If it's your house, you're in the right place because we're probably doing that too. And if you've got a project or two you'd like to get done and need some tips to get that done right the first time, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Are you stuck on a project that you would like to do but don't know what the first step is? Or worse, you've done the first, second, third, and fourth step. It's that fifth step that you just can't figure out. So you're kind of in the middle of it. We would love to help. Hey, coming up on today's show, are you planning a home improvement project for the new year? Well, if so, we're going to start you out right by warning you of the top five most common remodeling mistakes.
And also ahead, are you a do-it-yourselfer, but you need a better do-it-yourself workspace? Well, we've got ideas on how to create a comfortable and convenient area to work in your garage.
And when holiday guests travel over the river and through the woods for a visit, it's a good idea to make sure they can spot your house by the numbers. We'll have some tips for showing off your address.
All right. But first, guys, do you love your home? I know we all love our homes, but I mean, sometimes you just feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing money into for all those home improvements and repairs. We get it, guys. Your houses cost a ton of money. Well, let us help you save some of those monies, do these repairs, get that maintenance done, do those projects that you're dreaming of. Whatever it is that's going on at your Money Pit, we are here to lend a hand.
So reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Lori in New Jersey on the line who's dealing with a very greasy garage floor. What's going on over there?
I have a question about my daughter. She just bought a home in Bricktown, and she has a garage floor that is coated probably about a quarter of an inch thick with oil and grease, probably from changing, the oil in the car. So anyway, we're wondering how to deal with that. And what would be the best way to, get that oil or grease up, or can it just be covered over with something?
So, Lori, I think that an epoxy floor finish product would be really good in this situation. You do have to clean the floor, and that's going to be done by pressure washing it. You can use a TSP solution that will help you loosen up some of that old oil that's in there. And also, if you use a product like a garage floor refinishing kit, I actually am working right now with a product from Deich Coatings called Die Hard 100. It's designed to be a garage floor kit. I'm actually using it in a basement for the same reason. And it's a two-part epoxy that you mix up. and then you pour on, and it has sort of a color flake in it, so it sort of hides the dirt once it's hardened. But before you get there, you really need to clean this floor very well. You can do that with a pressure washer. Also, there's a concrete etcher that you can use that the Dice Coatings company also sells. And in your case, since it sounds like it's so thick and so persistent, you're going to really want to spend a lot of time cleaning this floor and then making sure that it's dried very, very well. You can't, like, wash it on Saturday and put the floor down on Sunday. You got to let that water evaporate out. So plan accordingly, and I think you will have a very beautiful garage floor for what sounds like the first time ever in the life of this home.
Now we've got Ash in South Carolina on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, I'd been listening on my trip down here, and I heard you mention something about insulation in the attic and, you know, how it closes everything up. But it caused me to recall a conversation that I had with a building inspector up in Massachusetts who was all for the insulation, but then he went, but don't forget, when you do that, you're also keeping the heat from getting to your shingles or your roof surface, whatever that is. So consequently, you're not getting the heat to melt the snow as fast as you used to. So that translates into a longer, you know, duration for your snow load on your house.
Yeah.
And so I was just wondering if you guys had heard that or whatever. I took him at his word, so I didn't use it. I just used pink. But I thought I'd ask.
Okay, so first of all, just to summarize, this is talking about the difference between a vented attic and an unvented attic. So a vented attic would be like a traditional attic where you have bad insulation and you have soffit vents and ridge vents. An unvented attic is one where you use spray foam insulation and seal the whole thing up. I have a house that's built with spray foam. It was a very old house, and we spray foamed it and been very happy with the energy bills that have gone down dramatically since we did that several years back. Now, in terms of this idea, does it cause an increase in snow load? You know, in my experience, most of the time where you have damage caused by snow load, it's when you have warm days that melt the snow and it gets kind of wet and heavy and doesn't run off the roof. To my thinking, I would imagine a slow melt on that snow is probably better than a real fast one, because if it gets really wet, that's what adds a tremendous amount of weight. You know, water is the key here. It's 8 pounds per gallon. And when you have snow that's just soaking, sopping wet and doesn't move, boy, that adds a lot of weight to a roof. In fact, usually when I hear about reports of roof collapses across the country, it usually follows a rainfall when the temperatures got up there to the point where it was no longer snowing, it was raining, and that's what really added the weight. So I kind of see his point, but I mean, especially up in New England, you have some pretty steep roofs. I would imagine that spray foam does just fine up there and it doesn't cause any increased risk of snow load issues.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Like I said, he was the only one I've ever run across that conversation with, and then lo and behold, you guys are talking about it, so I was like, well, let's see, and I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks so much for reaching out.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
You are listening to The Money Pit. Just ahead, do you have a project planned for the new year? Well, we can help make sure it comes out as planned and on time when we share the top 5 remodeling mistakes when The Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Leslie, picture this. Sizzling grills, the aroma of delicious pizza, and the perfect setup for game day.
Aw, that sounds amazing.
Well, you can make that dream a reality when you enter the Money Pit's Tailgate Treasure Sweepstakes. We're giving away over $1,100 in prizes, including a Gosney Rockbox pizza oven, a Coleman Road Trip grill, and a Cash Basecamp System 2.0.
Enter daily now through December 31st for your shot at the ultimate tailgate gear. Just head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and get in on the sizzling fun. Enter now and elevate your game day experience at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you dealing with a repair, or maybe you're dreaming about a renovation? Well, consider Tom and I your coach, your helpers, your home improvement therapists, because we love to talk about home improvement. We love to talk about all kinds of projects, big or small, whatever it is, remodeling, decor, fix up. Listen up to the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get loads of great advice there every week.
With a therapist, you have a nice soft couch. With us, we just say pull over a spackle bucket and tell us what's on the phone.
Download the show today at moneypit.com/podcast.
We've got Rita on the line from Arkansas who's looking to put in a metal roof. How can we help you?
The contractors that I talk to, they seem to have really sour attitudes, and that's the nicest word I could put it.
What do they seem to be so miserable about?
They get offended that I ask questions like, what are the measurements of my roof? And they want me to sign paperwork as soon as they show up.
Yeah.
Things like that. I want to know a streamlined way to get estimates.
So one thing that you can do is you can use a service called Angie, A-N-G-I. And so if you go online to Angie.com, A-N-G-I.com, and then you put in what you're looking for. So in this case, you're looking for a roofer to install a metal roof, and they may ask you a couple of questions. And then what happens is Angie then sends your information out to a limited number of contractors in your area that have already identified themselves as doing this sort of work. So you're only going to hear from those that are most qualified and most interested in your project, because they actually are paying for the leads to get your contact information. It's an advertising expense for them. So then when they show up, they're totally prepared to do a proper estimate and don't expect you to sign something on the dotted line right there. You know, if they're trying to push you to get you to hire them without you having a chance to think about it, that's a bad sign right there. And I would go no further with someone that did that to me. A friend of mine the other day, I had to get an estimate for windows, and it was 9 windows, and the estimate was $35,000, which is ridiculous. But secondly, the guy goes, well, if you can decide in the next 20 minutes, it goes down to $26,000. I mean, are you kidding me? So she basically tossed him out of the house with a few choice words to boot. But anybody that tries to push you like that is just bad business. So I would not lose any sleep over that. I would just not work with them at all. But I think if you try Angie, you'll get an entirely different result.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know what, Rita? There's other people reviewing that contractor, letting you know how they were to work with, if their prices were fair, what the project was like, the end result. So there's like a community that you can kind of compare things with right there to get a better sense.
Thank you.
All right, now let's welcome Jason, who's looking to refinish some steps and needs help with the finish. What's going on?
I'm about to put a coat of poly on a set of stairs that just raw pine have never been coated before, so I'm going to give them a sanding. And I wanted to use a water-based poly. Now, I thought I heard recently that you counseled someone refinishing a wood floor against using a water-based poly. I've seen a couple of products by Varathane, I believe Minwax makes one as well, that claim to be water-based poly formulations that are made for floors. So I was just wondering what you thought about these kinds of products and if they were, these special formulations allegedly are durable enough for floors and stairs.
Hey, Jason, thanks for reaching out. So, yes, I have a concern about using water-based polyurethane on a floor or, in your case, on steps because I have found in the time that I've used it that it just simply does not have the same abrasion resistance as a solvent-based polyurethane does. So when I do floors or steps, I always use one that is solvent-based. I had some bad experiences with the water-based for that reason. So I'm not really likely to ever try it again. So in your case, especially since stairs are so darn hard to refinish, so much work associated with them, I would definitely recommend that you use a solvent-based polyurethane, oil-based polyurethane, you know, suck it up and clean the brushes with mineral spirits when you're done, but it really does work better. It will lay nice and flat, and I would recommend also that you use satin and not gloss because satin, especially in an older stair like that, is not going to show any defects in the wood as well as a high-gloss product would. So good luck with that project. Hope that makes sense.
Well, home improvement can be one of the most rewarding times of home ownership, but with the excitement of planning that new project, it is really easy to make some errors that can end up driving those costs way beyond what you've budgeted. So here's our list of big errors that we hear about and that come up over and over again. First of all, over-improving. You're like, that's a thing? Yeah, you know, a lot of projects contribute real value to your property. Others have about same resale value as a used lottery ticket. So, nada there, you guys. So it really depends. Now, if the value of your current home plus the cost of the improvement that you've planned for far exceeds the average value of homes in your area, you're going to see very little to no return on your home improvement investment. Now, things like bathrooms, kitchens, adding on a deck, those are the type of improvements that provide the best return on investment. Projects that are geared more toward personal taste, like decorating, for example, usually is not going to significantly improve your value. So only do those if you plan on staying that home a long time and you really want to enjoy them, or, you know, sometimes you just have to have that new wallpaper or whatever.
Next, plan your work and work your plan. Before hiring a remodeling contractor, you need to do your homework. So research projects, read reviews with a mind towards developing a spec or specification for your project that identifies the products you'd like included in your remodel. Now, for small projects, you can do this yourself, but for larger jobs, it's definitely a good idea to hire an architect or designer. This way, when you go out to bid with contractors, they're all bidding on the same set of plans, same work to be done, so you can really compare apples to apples.
All right, another big mistake we see again and again is not minding the zone. You know, if you're building a new shed or a fence, definitely seems like an easy enough home improvement project, but it can quickly turn into a legal nightmare if you don't first check the local land zoning codes for your property. Even if your project gets completed without a visit from that local zoning official, a violation could definitely haunt you years later when it comes time to sell your home, and sometimes you're faced with taking it down or huge fines or both, so never a fun thing.
Next, you want to review your contract. You want to make sure you have a contract and make sure all of your agreements with the contractors are in writing. You know, good contracts are going to include a very clear statement of the scope of work, the list of materials, and the total contract price, and a schedule of payments, the job start time, and the completion dates. Now, for small projects, get in the habit of writing a quick email back to the contractor who may have given you a price verbally to confirm those details in writing. You can include the price and the schedule. It can be a very friendly email, but setting it out that way just avoids confusion, helps keep everybody on the same schedule, and if the contractor doesn't deliver or tries to charge you extra, you can always refer back to that.
Now, here's another big no-no. Having no permit. In a lot of areas of the country, getting a building permit is a requirement before you even start a home improvement project. Now, some contractors might attempt to make getting that permit the responsibility of the homeowner, and that is a costly mistake. You need to make your contractor responsible for getting the permit and complying with building codes every single step of the way, and that local building inspector is going to be your best resource for making sure that you get the job done properly. And you, as like a regular homeowner who may be not familiar with all of these intricacies, I mean, we do this for a living, and I don't even understand all of that stuff. So you need the pros who know how to get it done so you're not facing big issues down the road.
But the bottom line here is we want you to be able to do it once and do it right so you don't have to do it again. So follow these tips and reach out to us with questions about projects you're thinking about doing. The number here again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, we've got Tony on the line who's dealing with a super noisy neighbor. Tell us about it. Hopefully we can help quiet things down.
Well, I mean, she just likes to stomp on my my ceiling and just trying to figure out what I can do to make it a little bit more quiet on my side.
A ceiling stomper, huh? I tell you what, that is tough. Is this a new problem? Did she change her flooring or anything like that?
She says she didn't. I confronted her and the landlord, and, you know, she swears up and down she didn't, but neither, you know, we couldn't see it.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to do anything when you're underneath a noisy neighbor like that. What could be done is on her side of it, and that would probably involve a new type of flooring that has a sound resistant underlayment underneath it. You're never going to get rid of all the sound. Now, if you can't do that, you could put down throw rugs, area rugs, that sort of thing. But again, you're kind of asking people to do this just for the good of the order, and there's no way to force them to do it. So I don't have any good solutions for you because sound deadening usually starts above. You know, even if you were to insulate that ceiling, that wouldn't be your job to do if it's an apartment, and
right.
That would take an investment on the part of the landlord, and I doubt the landlord's going to want to do that.
Did I mention that on my side is ceramic tile?
Ceramic tile where? On your floor?
In my living room, yes.
Yeah. Well, look, if you want to soften some of that sound, Leslie, probably having some furniture or wall coverings would kind of help deal with that echo issue, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you didn't mention having area rugs. So with a ceramic floor like that, having an area rug is just going to help sound deaden your own space. It kind of just absorbs a lot of that sound that's going on and the reverberation from what's going on upstairs. So definitely add a rug or two if you can. You know, if you don't have any window treatments, put some up. The more things you have in each room, I'm not saying get it all cluttered. I'm not saying make a mess of your space. I'm just saying add some soft goods. That can definitely help absorb some of that sound. And I know a lot of guys are like, but I got a leather sofa. That's also like a ceramic tile floor. Leather's just going to send it right back into the space.
Now you're messing with the guy's man cave, Leslie.
I know. I'm sorry. But definitely think about things that can help absorb some of that sound. And you know, the softer, the better.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. I hope that you will decide to quiet down for the good of the order, Tony.
Me too. You guys have a good day.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour of the Money Pit. We know it's December. You got a lot of stuff on your to-do list, so we really appreciate you guys joining. Coming up, what should you do when your next DIY project is creating a useful space to do all the other projects? Well, we're going to help you, so stick around for some tips on putting together a great garage workspace. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And, of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout-out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get the projects done that you want to do around your house today, tomorrow, next week, or next year. Reach out to us with your questions by simply going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button.
Now we've got Shen, who needs some help tiling a concrete wall. What's going on?
Hi there. Calling from New Hampshire. I have a staircase that goes from a garage up into the living area. And at the bottom garage level of the staircase, there are poured cement walls that I would like to cover with tile. And I am wondering the best way to prep this surface, both to keep out moisture and to accept the tiles that I would like to put on.
So, Shen, a couple of things come to mind. First of all, because you're seeing signs of moisture there, I would take steps to try to reduce that. And it's almost always caused by a problem with gutters being overflowing with leaves and getting clogged up, or downspouts that are dumping water near the wall, or soil that's just sort of sitting there and not allowing water to run away. It could be reversed back into the wall, or you could have, I don't know, a walkway in there or some bricks in there that's holding water against the wall. So basically, you want to move water away from that foundation. In terms of tiling, yes, definitely could tile over those foundation walls. There's one important step that you may not be aware of that I would recommend, and it's called an uncoupling membrane. It's basically a waterproof membrane that would be adhered to the wall, and the tile would be adhered to that. And by doing that, if there's any differential movement, which always happens between the tile and the wall itself, it won't crack the tile and cause them to pop off. So definitely a project that you could do. Of course, you have to have the right materials, like the membrane that I talked about, and the right adhesives, which are going to be rated for all that. I would take a look at a product called Ditra, D-I-T-R-A. It's made by Schluter, S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R. They're a company that specializes in these types of waterproofing membranes. And use a product like that in between the tile and the wall, and you should be good to go.
Well, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you need a space where you can easily tackle those projects, because if it's not convenient for what you're working on and where your tools are, you're never going to get any of these projects done if you're always looking for everything. Now, if you have a garage, you don't need to spend a lot to set up a basic workspace. According to HouseLogic.com, you can build a garage workshop complete with lighting for less than $500 and with minimal effort.
The first essential to buy or build is a good workbench with a hard, heavy top. Now, typically, it should be about 24 inches deep and 38 inches high and have some drawers, shelves, and a couple of vices. Now, pre-made benches cost about maybe $200 to $500, but you can build one yourself in a day for probably less than $100.
Now, your work surface is also going to need some bright lighting and high-intensity LED lights. These are great for task lighting over your workbench, and recessed lighting in the ceiling is very useful for both task and ambient lighting. Ceiling-mounted fluorescent light fixtures are an inexpensive classic option, and when planning your lighting, the rule of thumb here is to use 130 to 150 lumens per square foot of workspace. So get those math brains working, guys.
Now let's talk about power. You need to have adequate electrical service with enough outlets and capacity to fire up your power tools. So if you don't have enough outlets, you want to install them near that workspace rather than use extension cords. This helps to avoid tripping hazards. And if you've not already done so, you might want to upgrade to 30-amp circuits and run heavier gauge wire from your circuit breaker to the garage. You can have a sub-panel in the garage, and this way you can create additional circuits that won't trip household circuits.
Now, smart storage is going to make things very easy when it comes to the workspace. You'll be able to find tools, nuts, bolts, all the items that you need. Modular systems, great, because they allow you to arrange those shelving, the bins, the hooks, however you want them in a way that's going to fit your space. And there are lots of garage storage systems available on the market that you can just purchase and put together. Now, for those larger tools and supplies, plastic bins with lids, they're fantastic. Plus, you can see what you're looking for.
Absolutely. Now, another practical way to furnish your workspace is by repurposing old kitchen cabinets. This is a favorite move of mine. I've done this in a couple of houses where we tore out kitchens. You know, you can either find salvage building materials, or if you're lucky enough, like I was, you can reuse the cabinets that you're taking out of an old kitchen. They provide lots and lots of storage, and they're just deep enough for a workbench. Just really a great way to pick up cabinet space without having to build them from scratch or buy them.
All right, we've got Gonzalo on the line, who's looking for some help with a basement ceiling.
So my fall and winter project will be to revamp our basement. I'm going to start with the ceilings. Right now we have the old-school drop-tile ceilings, which we're not fond of, and we're not looking to put in the newer stylized drop-tile ceilings either. So far, my idea has been to put drywall, to drywall the ceiling. However, my wife is really trying to convince me to not put anything and just leave the wood exposed.
All right, yeah, basement ceilings can be tough because, you know, you're given limited height. You kind of want to finish off the space, and there's lots of things potentially that you need to hide in a basement ceiling, plumbing, electrical, wiring, all that kind of stuff. So a couple of things. You can tidy up the wiring that's in there, maybe tuck it against those beams and paint the ceiling if you just want to leave it as is. But, I mean, you say no to a drop ceiling. Drop ceilings can be beautiful. Perhaps you haven't taken a good look at them lately, and maybe if you and your wife were to look at these together, there's a lot of options. I mean, yes, you're dealing with the framework of a drop ceiling, but the tiles that go into them, they can have a coffered style. They can have sort of a tin look. They can have all kinds of looks that feel like a constructed and finished space. So I wouldn't poo-poo that idea yet. I'd kind of take a look again. I mean, basements are tough, and you want to make it a usable space, so really think about ways that you could finish it. If you've got the height to put in the drop ceiling, then I definitely think it's a great option. This is the Money Pit. Coming up, when holiday guests travel over the river and through the woods for a visit, it's a good idea to make sure they can spot your house by the numbers. We have some tips for showing off your address next.
You live in the Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
You are listening to The Money Pit. Whether you are doing that job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how to get these projects done right the first time. So join us on The Money Pit Podcast.
And you can do just that by going to moneypit.com/podcast or pick us up wherever you get your podcasts.
Kathy in New Hampshire is on the line with some questions about condensation. What is happening at your money pit?
We have a cape, 35-year-old house cape, that a lot of the homes here in New England get trapped moisture. We've had two roofs put on, but in the meantime, we have some mold. It's not toxic. Up in the attic that we would like to take care of ourselves and then either add more insulation but possibly have it blown in. Just wondering what your thoughts are on the blown in insulation cost-wise compared to the old insulation on rolls.
Couple of things. First of all, your problem is not that you need more insulation, it's that you need more ventilation because attics in the winter get very damp. And when they get damp, you get a lot of condensation, and the condensation is what leads to mold growth, especially on the inside of the sheathing. The way to battle that is with ventilation. That said, a Cape Cod is probably one of the most difficult home styles to ventilate because the center section of it usually is occupied by a ceiling up that goes up to the bottom of the roof rafters. And then the sort of knee wall is open, has a very limited amount of storage space, but doesn't really give you the opportunity to put much ventilation in there because then that knee wall's got to be insulated because that basically becomes the exterior wall of the house. What I would do if it was my house is I would use spray foam insulation because spray foam insulation does not have to be ventilated. Now, I don't know how much reconstruction this is going to require you to do to open up, especially the top half of that roof section, but you can essentially spray the underside all the way across that surface. You can spray the knee walls. You'll seal it in very well because it will expand and lock in against any drafts. You'll also have an improved amount of insulation because spray foam is very, you'll also increase the insulation because spray foam is very efficient. So you need less of that to basically give you a higher R value. And don't get me wrong, blown is a great option. It's just that in a Cape Cod, it's just very hard to ventilate to keep that moisture from building up.
Well, hard-to-spot house numbers aren't just frustrating for visitors. They can also slow emergency response if they need to find your house in a hurry. So to prevent confusion, you want to make sure you're displaying large, clear numbers on both your home and your mailbox.
Yeah, if you've got a long driveway or a hard-to-spot entrance, you want to make sure that your address is easily visible to those that are driving by and illuminated after dark.
And if your community allows, you can also spray paint your house numbers on your curb with reflective paint.
Yeah, you've got to make sure that your house number is super visible. The more visible it is, the better you are at keeping your family safe and your visitors happy.
Rick in Delaware is dealing with some plumbing issues. Tell us what's happening at your money pit.
Okay, I have a bathroom in the basement, and the toilet won't flush all the way.
Okay.
I've dealt with it before with a toilet snake, and it took care of it, but it seemed like it's probably something different now. Mm-hmm. It just spins around, and then it gurgles.
So it sounds like a blockage then. This is not a problem with the flush valve or the fill valve in the toilet. That part works. It just doesn't drain. Is that correct?
Right, because I filled a 5-gallon bucket, actually, and poured it down, and it still wouldn't go down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, you've got to get to the bottom of it with this blockage. You said you tried a snake, but how far did that snake go down?
It didn't go down, you know, too far. I guess it's the standard snake, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put another snake in there, you know.
Yeah. You're going to have that actually professionally cleaned out by a sewer drain cleaning company, like a Rooter-type company. Because whatever blockage you're experiencing there is obviously beyond the reach of that snake. Don't feel bad. I'll tell you a funny story about what happened to me. It was on the morning of when one of my kids was being christened. And, of course, when you have that, you have family coming over. You don't want to have a bathroom emergency. Well, the toilet just would not flush. It would not go down. And I was very frustrated, but I was absolutely positive that I knew, because I am a home improvement expert, so I know this stuff. I knew it was the willow tree and the roots outside the window. So I said, oh, darn it, I got to go get a shovel, got to go expose the pipe, break it open, get those roots out. And of course, I head out there, virtually in my Sunday best, although I think I changed, to get that pipe exposed, and I could not find the problem, and I was scratching my head, and I figured, okay, it's between this hole and the toilet. So I pull the toilet off, I flip it upside down, and it turns out that one of my darling children had flushed a toy down there. It was a toy telephone that was lodged in this place, and I'm looking in the bowl, and I'm looking at the bottom, thinking, there's something blue there. There's nothing supposed to be blue in that toilet. It was a toy phone, and that's what had blocked it. So some home improvement expert I was, there I was with a big hole of, big pile of dirt and busted open sewer line that had nothing to do with it. I pulled that phone out there, put it back together, and the day went on as planned.
Well, Tom, let me ask you a question, though.
Yep.
Could it be anything with the vent pipe?
Yes, it could. The gurgling means it's struggling for air, and so it could be a blockage of the vent pipe or the drain pipe. And in either event, you have to have the right tools. Now, the drain clean companies will probably just run a snake down there both ways and call it a day. If they're really perplexed, they can run a camera down there. There's line cameras that they can snake in and actually see what the blockage is. All right? So I think that's what you're going to have to do here. And unfortunately, we hate to call, a pro if we can fix it ourselves. But this is just a specialized repair, specialized piece of maintenance you got to get done. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are here to lend a hand. Coming up, we're going to help Mark out with a detached garage that seems to be built underground and is having some foundation issues. So stick around. You live in a money pit.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Anderson.com for details.
Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we'd love to help you with a project that you have on your mind. You can slide that over to our to-do list by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Mark reached out to Team Money Pit and says, I have a 25-year-old detached garage that is built into a hill and has developed cracks. The back is 8 feet below the dirt line, and the side is up to about 4 feet. I had someone come out to give me a quote on what it would take to correct, and his estimate was around $26,000. Wowzers. That was for a French drain inside, a sump pump, and something to straighten the walls. Does this sound right?
No, not at all. You know, Leslie, remember we had a foundation expert, Bob Brown, on a few weeks back, and we were talking with him about the amateur foundation repair companies that are out there that they claim to be able to diagnose this stuff, but they just can't. This guy is completely wrong with his approach, and let me tell you why. First of all, the fact that it's got cracking in the walls when it's built sort of into a hill like that is not unusual. And the reason it happened is because there's probably water collecting on the high side of that garage, and it's soaking in, and it's freezing and expanding, and it's pushing downward against those walls, causing that movement and that shift. Now, if you were to take the $26,000 advice from the contractor, all you got to do is put in a French drain and a sump pump inside. This is the same thing that they sell, that the waterproofing companies sell, and I always say is the bad move. And here's why. Because if you put that in there, how is that going to change the amount of water that's collecting against the back wall? It doesn't change it one iota. The water still collects against that wall. It's still going to freeze and expand and push on the wall further. So you definitely don't need to put drains in. What you do need to do is to make sure that you reshape the soil around the outside of this garage so that the water has a swale. It basically follows a drainage path around the garage and past it. Now, if there's a hill coming down to the top of this, the other thing that you could do is you could put in a curtain drain or a French drain in the soil itself. Basically, you dig a trench, you lay in a perforated pipe. There's a type of pipe called Easy Drain that actually has the filter cloth built right into it. And then that collects the water and runs it around the outside. When the project's done, you fill it with soil and you seed the top of it, and you never see it, but it intercepts that water on the way down the hill and runs it around the garage. So basically what you need to do here, Mark, is manage that water. Keep it away from that back wall. In terms of the repair, you can seal up those cracks with silicone, or you could use a crack patching compound like those from Quikrete, but you definitely don't need to hire a guy with jackhammers to bust out your floor and put in sump pumps. It'll only get worse.
All right, now we've got Julie in Chicago who says, the sliding glass doors on my tub enclosure were looking disgusting, so I removed them, including the frame strips. Can I replace the doors myself, or should I hire someone, and is there anything tricky I should know about the project?
Leslie, I don't know if you've priced these shower enclosures lately. They are ridiculously expensive when you have them done custom, but there are lots and lots and lots of pre-manufactured shower doors out there that you can install yourself, Julie. So I think you definitely should see if you can find one that fits the tub that you have. And if it does, install it yourself, because if you hire someone to do it, you go to a bathhouse where they make them custom, it's going to be thousands of dollars.
Yeah, that's super expensive. So you may be coming up with an interesting configuration, but you're going to for sure be able to do it yourself.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad that you are. We're just about out of time, but we hope that we've helped you out with a tip or two to help make your home improvements easier to tackle, maybe helped you with some planning for projects ahead. If you've got questions, though, and could not get through to the show for this edition, remember, you can reach us 24/7. Just go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, record your question, and we'll get back to you as soon as absolutely possible. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Health Wanted sign is out at the University of Pennsylvania after President Liz McGill resigned amid pressure from donors and her criticism over testimony at a congressional hearing where she was unable to say, under repeated questioning, that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. The United States vetoed a UN resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza.
Yesterday's Security Council session began with an impassioned plea by the UN Secretary General as he invoked a rarely used power to demand a ceasefire. But wielding its veto, the U.S. argued that was not realistic and a ceasefire would only benefit Hamas.
Nada Tawfik reports the vote in the 15-member council on Friday was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining. Also at srnnews.com, a wet and windy forecast for the weekend along the East Coast.
A massive storm is set to impact the eastern half of the country this weekend. Heavy rain, strong winds, even snow may affect millions. Will gain strength today and stretch for more than 1,200 miles from the Gulf Coast to the Canadian border.
That's Stacia Stevens reporting. Stacia says that the windy forecast will reach its top strength by Sunday afternoon before eventually moving on Monday. A longtime Democrat Texas lawmaker who represented Houston in the state legislature for more than 50 years will now lead the nation's fourth largest city after winning a mayoral runoff election, John Whitmire defeating Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee earlier this evening. And the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission issuing warning about the danger of high-powered pea-sized magnets found in toys. The federal agency estimates the ingestion of the magnets led to 2,400 hospital emergency room visits over a five-year period. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
One of the biggest and brightest stars in the night will momentarily vanish because an asteroid passing in front of a one-of-a-kind eclipse. The rare event will occur late Monday into early Tuesday, weather permitting, and could be seen on a narrow path stretching from Central Asia, Southern Europe to parts of Florida and Mexico. Norway's government makes a deal with two large opposition parties to open the Arctic Ocean to seabed mineral exploration.
The deal comes despite warnings by environmental groups that it would threaten the region's biodiversity. Norway said in June it wanted to open parts of the Norwegian continental shelf for commercial deep-sea mining, in line with the country's strategy to seek new economic opportunities and reduce its reliance on oil and gas. According to the Norwegian Petroleum Directorate, there are metals and minerals on the seabed that are crucial for making batteries, wind turbines, PCs, and mobile phones.
That's Jeremy House. More at townhall.com. A cashless society is causing some problems for many people.
Just as technological shifts created the cashless society, further advances are now helping charitable groups for the homeless who are in danger of being left behind. Charitable groups for those living on the street have now developed electronic payment methods that in some cases will enable donations from smartphones. But nothing is perfect, and experts warn many are still being locked out in the cashless world we live in. Jason Walker reporting.
Maine lawmakers calling for an army investigation into the events leading up to a mass shooting at a bowling alley and restaurant in Lewiston. The move follows a meeting with families who lost loved ones in the deadliest mass shooting in the state's history. Army says there'll be an administrative probe into the events. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. It is the holiday season. Do you have a decor dilemma you need to solve? Do you need a quick project to fix up your house for some family and friends that are going to be stopping by for a holiday visit? Or do you have a to-do for the days and weeks and months ahead? Whatever is on your to-do list, we would love to help you by sliding it over to ours. You need to call us first, though, to help yourself at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions right now at moneypit.com/ask. Coming up today, winter is the heating season, and you all know that. But do you know this? It's also the fire season. So if you've got smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, fantastic. But guess what? There's one other system that will totally ensure your safety for you and your pets. We'll highlight that in just a bit.
And since we're all doing more cleaning than usual during the holiday season, it's important to note that some cleaning products are more hazardous than others. We've got some tips on what to look for and what you can do to safely handle those cleaners that you're using.
And when you insulate a home, the wall's depth limits the insulation amount. So, for example, if you've got a 2x4 wall, that can only hold 3.5 inches of insulation, right? Well, we're going to share a new product that boosts wall insulation, seals drafts, and improves energy efficiency for greater comfort year-round.
All right, but first, we are here to give you some expert help for the care and feeding of your home. I mean, basically, it's like having another kid or your biggest kid, and
yeah,
most definitely your most expensive child, although I've got a 15-year-old boy. He's pretty pricey. Who knew? Anyway, whatever you've got going on at your Money Pit, we are here to lend a hand and get you through all of those projects happily and on budget.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button and send us your question.
Chris in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm calling about a leak in a copper pipe that is coming from the boiler in the basement up and running along the ceiling of the living room wall and into the radiator, which sits in the bathroom. And right in the ceiling in the living room, it's dripping about one drop per minute, and we're emptying the bowl. And I had a fellow look at it. He said that there is a leak where the two pipes are connected, and it's called a 90.
Right. That's a 90-degree bend, okay.
Yes, which is something I did not understand. And then he said he would be back to repair it and hasn't come back yet. The boiler is also working, but, you know, we have to kind of watch the water and the pressure in it.
Do you have a hot water system or a steam system?
It's a hot water boiler.
So it probably has an automatic feed valve that puts more water in if it starts to get low. Do you know if that's the case?
No, I think we turn the valve in the basement, and it adds water.
Well, you certainly have to have it fixed, unfortunately. To do that, they're going to have to drain the boiler off to below where that leaking joint is, and then the plumber can go in and repair it and then refill the boiler. So you're definitely going to need to have your plumber or your heating contractor come back and take care of that. If this guy is ignoring you now, you're going to have to call somebody else. Maybe you got busy.
All right, yes. Well, thank you very much.
Now I've got Jay on the line who's got a question about a three-season room. What's going on over there?
Building a three-season room, and I want to use passive solar, you know, the sun coming in. And I want to, it's concrete foundation, and I was thinking of putting like a 2-inch rigid foam, but, you know, it's above ground, and then the 2-inch, above the 2-inch rigid foam is pour about a 2-inch layer of concrete, and then I want to use red terracotta on top of that. So when the sun hits it, it absorbs the heat and absorbs the concrete. And I'm thinking of the insulation it wouldn't, you know, would keep there.
Are you talking about only using 2 inches of concrete in the floor on top of the foam?
Well, it'd be on dirt floor.
Yeah, but you need more than 2 inches of concrete. It's not going to be self-supporting if it's just 2 inches. You know, if you get any movement in that, it's going to crack. So I think you have to put the foam insulation down first, and then woven wire mesh, and then at least 4 inches of concrete so that it doesn't crack and so it's dimensionally stable. Now, what kind of windows do you have in this? How are you going to get the solar gain into this?
Well, that's my my second question. What do you have for ideas?
Well, the common mistake that people will use is they'll use low-E windows, which we always recommend. The problem is that if you use low-E, you're not going to get any heat gain at all because low emissivity inside the gas that makes up the thermal paint windows is going to reflect the heat back out.
Uh-huh.
So rather than relying on you know, the entire section being heated just by the sun, you know, you might just want to consider making this as insulated as possible and adding a minimal amount of heat supplemented by the sun, because you're going to need something because, you know, it's not going to be heated by the sun all the time.
Right.
So I would just make a really well-insulated structure here. You know, if you can orient it to the south to take up the heat of the sun, that's great. But remember, what heats that room in the wintertime is going to heat it in the summertime as well.
That was great help, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us at the Money Pit during this very busy, busy holiday time of year. You know, in addition to the busyness of the holidays, it's that time of year when home fires flourish. Just ahead, we're going to share a key system that ensures total safety for you and your pets next. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Leslie, picture this. Sizzling grills, the aroma of delicious pizza, and the perfect setup for game day.
Aw, that sounds amazing.
Well, you can make that dream a reality when you enter the Money Pit's Tailgate Treasure Sweepstakes. We're giving away over $1,100 in prizes, including a Gosney Rockbox pizza oven, a Coleman Road Trip grill, and a Cash Basecamp System 2.0.
Enter daily now through December 31st for your shot at the ultimate tailgate gear. Just head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and get in on the sizzling fun. Enter now and elevate your game day experience at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You got some big projects for the holiday season, or maybe you're just taking it easy and planning something for the new year? Well, whatever it is, whether you are doing that job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge and our love of how-tos to help you get your how-to job done right the first time on the Money Pit Podcast.
Join us on the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you download your podcasts.
Now we're going to chat with Diana in Arkansas, who's got a super old house that's acting a little strangely. What's going on?
My husband says that there is a main beam underneath this house that is broken, and it is allowing it to settle in my kitchen. My refrigerator is taking a definite list, and it's not too far from that beam. How would we go about raising this house or whatever and replacing that beam?
Okay, so if you have a broken beam, the way that that type of repair is generally done is, first of all, if the beam is just cracked and we want to kind of reinforce it so it doesn't settle or move, what will often happen is a contractor will put a new beam next to it and bolt it to the old beam. That's called a sister beam. And in that way, you're not really replacing it as much as you're just kind of beefing it up. And that's a smarter way to do that because, frankly, there's no wind by just taking it out. Now, if the house is settled, you may or may not want to do anything to try to raise those beams. Generally, we recommend you don't raise a floor because everything's connected to it, the walls and the pipes and the plumbing and the electrical wires. So you kind of leave it in place. But reinforcing that beam in place is the best way to attack that. And that's a, you know, not a terribly complicated job, but you can't just have anybody do it. You need to have a contractor that really knows what they're doing, because you're going to want to get those beams on both sides. You're going to want to make sure that if there's any seams in there, that they have to be over a piling, for example, where there's support. And then you have to have bolts that go all the way through from the new beam into the old beam and back to the new beam on the other side, and then sort of bolted together. And then that's going to make a really strong repair and reinforcement. Do you know why the beam cracked in the first place?
You know, I have no idea. The house was originally just a four-room house. And then it has been built on and built on and built on. And okay. So I have no idea. Supposedly.
Might have skipped the structural step there. Well, I think that by reinforcing that beam is the right way to do it. So thanks so much for calling us. Good luck with that project. And if you have any more questions, let us know.
Thank you so much.
Ken in Michigan on the line and need some help with a water softener. What can we do for you?
Well, I've got a 22-year-old house that we built, and I had a contractor put the water softener in. And my question is, how do I go about cleaning it, or do I know that it's still working, or am I just throwing money away at salt and dumping it in?
Well, if it wasn't working, you would probably notice a difference in your ability to use the water in terms of, you know, whether it got soapy and just sort of felt right on your clothes and your hair and that sort of thing. In terms of cleaning it, you know, there's quite a few steps involved. That's why most people have service companies that do this. You know, but essentially you have to siphon or get rid of the water out of the brine tank. And you need to be careful where you put that, since it's so salty, it could damage, you know, your lawn, your landscape. And then you have to clean it with a soapy water solution. And then generally you have to put a bleach solution after that and let it sit for a while so it kills any bacteria. And then you have to rinse that whole thing and put it all back together. So, you know, there's kind of a lot of steps to it. And do you know who made this brine tank, what the manufacturer is? Because I'm thinking you might be able to find step-by-step instructions on their website.
I just looked, and I couldn't find anything on the machine, and all I could find was it said PureTech. And so I'm not sure who made it or where it came from. I had, like I said, I had a contractor put it in about 22 years ago. I'm not even sure whether they're still in business or not.
I'm not familiar with that brand, but if you jump online, I found a couple of references to the procedure for cleaning those tanks. And one is on a blog called WaterTech, which seems pretty well written. So just Google it, and I think you'll find the step-by-step. But there's about 10 or 15 steps involved in cleaning it correctly.
All righty. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if your home has working smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors, you might think you're well protected against a fire. Well, while these detectors are essential and exist in 96% of homes, there are still thousands of fatalities and billions of dollars in damage caused every year from house fires. However, according to the National Fire Protection Association, the odds of becoming one of these fire-related statistics drop significantly when smoke alarms and CO monitors are paired with residential fire sprinkler systems.
Yeah, and here's why. You know, the main advantage is the speed with which a sprinkler system reacts. The system reacts so fast, frankly, that the fire is often contained before the fire department arrives. And it also safeguards the lives of both people and pets because they react so quickly. And this is especially true in situations where fires escalate rapidly. They're also crucial for protecting pets that can't escape or, of course, they can't also use fire extinguishers.
Another reason is, I mean, think about the firefighters. It definitely helps keep them safe because the sprinklers will prevent small fires from becoming larger, more dangerous blazes, reducing risks for those firefighters that come to help. And this is going to help avoid exposure to smoke and toxins and eliminates the need for risky rescue operations. And lastly, you're going to get lower homeowners insurance costs. Installing that residential fire sprinkler system can lead to a significant savings on insurance premiums. I mean, depending on your location and home size, discounts could be up to 35% possibly, making the system a cost-effective investment.
Yeah, now let's clarify one confusing point about fire sprinkler systems. They only work when they're activated by a fire and the only turn on in the rooms where the fire exists. So it's not like your entire house is now going to get a bath if maybe you have like a kitchen stove fire. It's only going to come on in that one particular area. So really the only downside is that it's best if they're installed when the house is new. So if you're building or buying a new house, sprinklers are definitely a very worthy investment to make.
Now we've got Sherry on the line who lives in a very rural area and is looking for some help with a home security system.
I'm interested in buying a burglar alarm or some kind of security system for my house. I live in a rural area, so I'm not sure if that makes any difference in the choices that I would have to have installed.
I would say, you know, first, how's your Wi-Fi connection? I mean, if you've got solid Wi-Fi, you can pretty much have any of these home security systems, Sentinel, Nest, any of them. It's interesting because, you know, so many of these you can do yourself, but they do require a very strong Wi-Fi signal. So that is really going to determine what and how we can do for you.
Yeah, and if you have a Wi-Fi connection and the Wi-Fi goes down, there's also systems that have like a cell phone dialer backup. So you're really never without that connection to a monitoring center. Now, speaking of monitoring, I have the Deep Sentinel cameras, and the reason I like those is because they're actually monitored 24/7 by security people. And so they're pretty affordable, and surprisingly affordable. Even the monthly service fee is, and I love the fact that there's somebody there sort of watching our property, even though we're not there. I mean, the fact that you've got, everything's internet-based now has really changed the whole game in home security. You can pretty much put in any system. So just choose one that has the features and the benefits that you're looking for, and you'll be good to go.
Vincent, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have got an issue with a leaking ceiling. I'm not sure if it's coming from my roof or from my air conditioners. Doesn't do it all the time, but sometimes when it rains, it comes down, and then other times when it's not raining, it comes down. So we're kind of at a loss. We've got a metal roof on it. It's an older structured house.
Right.
I'm thinking maybe the drip edge at the going where it goes into the guttering, you know, but like I said, I've not had any luck because I think I have it fixed and then it'll come a rain and it comes in again.
It comes in again, right. So what have you been doing to fix it? Have you been sealing the seams in the metal roof?
Yeah, we got up and put some caulking and stuff along that where, you know, where the edges and stuff was. And it's supposed to be a 20-year roof, and we've only had it on the house probably about 8 years.
Well, wait a minute. This is a metal roof. It's supposed to be a 100-year roof. I mean, metal roofs last a long time. Here's what I would do. I would try to make it leak. So I would go up there. Can you get up there in that area with a hose?
Yeah.
Okay, so I would try to make it leak. So I would try, you know, a normal light-duty rainfall when it falls down from the top and see if that does anything. And then I would try some directional pressure against those seams and see if I can figure out what type of driving rainstorm is coming in here, because I suspect it is due to the rain driving in on those. And it might be trapped in there, and that's why it maybe comes out days later after a rainfall. I don't know. But I think what you're going to have to do is to try to figure out what part of that is breaking down. And then once you do, if you've already gone the caulk route, I would suggest taking apart that section of the roof and then putting it back together with the proper sealants to make sure you get it done once and for all.
Right. Okay.
All right. That's the way to approach that.
We've got to repair the ceiling, but we're not going to repair the ceiling.
You don't want to do that until you got this leak done. Yeah. And by the way, when you do repair that ceiling, make sure you use primer on it, because if you don't prime over leak stains, they're going to come right through the finished paint. Okay?
Yeah. Actually, I think what we're going to do is put up a lip siding or like a, not a paneling, but it's a plank that'll go up and get rid of the popcorn that's up there right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, you know the four most expensive words in home improvement while you're at it.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. So what are you guys doing this weekend? Are you working? Are you cleaning? I'm sure you're cleaning a ton because somebody's like literally about to knock on your door and you're doing those last minute vacuuming chores around the house. But when it comes to cleaning, do you know what those ingredients are in those cleaning products? And, you know, are there any precautions that you should be taking when you're using them? Well, we're going to take a look at how you can be cleaning safely when the Money Pit returns. Concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So you know how I always say to get multiple estimates on a project, Les?
Yeah.
So we had to price out a new roof on a house that we purchased as an investment. And I spec'd out exactly what we needed. And it's not an easy roof because it's got old cedar shakes because it's from 1906. That's come off. It needs new plywood. It's got a flat roof section. So it's pretty complicated. But even at that, I knew exactly what I wanted and I spec'd it out. And the estimates I got ran from $29,000 to $38,000 for the exact same work. The exact same work. So that's why I say you've always got to do two things. You've got to basically detail what you want, and then you've got to use that to get estimates from multiple contractors and see where you land. Now, as it turned out, the cheapest company, I read into the proposal that there were some things that they were kind of saying that I didn't agree with. But, you know, the most expensive company also was out of the ballpark. So I think I'll end up certainly in the middle of that somewhere. But it's just interesting to see what a swing in pricing you get on a project that's pretty standardized.
Carolyn from Ohio's on the line and has a noisy neighbor. I mean, her siding is being noisy. What's going on?
The siding is just noisy. The second floor, you can hear it, you know, when you walk through the bedrooms, you can hear the siding.
Is vinyl siding?
It is.
So vinyl siding is not supposed to be nailed securely to a home. It's supposed to be nailed loosely. That's why if you look at a piece of vinyl siding, it doesn't have holes in it. It has slots. And it has to be nailed loosely because the siding is designed to expand and contract when it's exposed to the sunshine. Has a pretty high expansion contraction rate, as a matter of fact. I haven't really heard anyone complaining about noise from it, but I do think it would make sense that if you were in a windy area, perhaps you might hear some of that. Unfortunately, I don't have a good solution for you because you cannot tighten it up. If you do, you're going to start getting buckled areas. And if you start driving around neighborhoods that have vinyl siding in the summer, have you ever seen a house that's just got all the sort of wavy siding on it? That's what happened. It went on too tight and it buckled. So if it's moving, it's put on correctly. One way to check is to take a piece and just put your hand on it and try to slide it back and forth. The boards actually should slide if they're installed properly.
Okay. I've had people out to look at it to fix it, and they say it's okay. Because I always worry that it's going to fly off the house or something.
No, don't worry about that because, like I said, it's supposed to be loose.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, Carolyn. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, there are all kinds of things that need cleaning around your home, especially during the holiday season. But while there are countless cleaning products that you can buy, some may be more toxic than others. We've got suggestions for healthier and less hazardous cleaning options.
Now, first, you may have noticed that there's a lot of increased marketing these days for natural cleaning products that are touted as being non-toxic, earth-friendly, or hypoallergenic. Well, that all sounds great. The fact of the matter is these terms are actually not officially defined, so the claims can be subjective. Plus, reading all the tiny print on the labels can be challenging, and sometimes not all of the ingredients are listed.
Yeah, and of course, some do-it-yourselfers prefer to use DIY products that are made with simple and inexpensive ingredients like baking soda, vinegar, hydrogen peroxide, salt, even olive oil and lemon. Now, these are all convenient, affordable, and effective, but you should still check before mixing them with any additional ingredients because the wrong things mixed together could cause a harmful reaction. We've got some posts on our website that walk you through how to make your own cleaning supplies.
Now, regardless of which ones you choose, there are some things to always keep in mind when using those cleaning products, beginning with the most important one. Keep them away from kids, will you? And also keep them away from pets to avoid any accidental ingestion, spills, burns, or even inhalation.
All right. Now, when you're shopping for cleaning supplies, you want to read those labels carefully and check out not only the ingredients, but any warnings or directions that are listed, and then be sure to follow them. Wear gloves and any other protective equipment that they recommend, glasses, anything. You've got to protect your eyes.
Also, you want to be sure to ventilate the area while you're cleaning and never mix cleaning products, disinfectants, and other chemicals together. If you're using a spray cleaner such as a disinfectant, spray it onto the cloth instead of the air because that's going to help reduce any inhalation you might have.
And, you know, you don't always have to turn to cleaning products. I mean, for simple dust and dirt, damp cleaning cloths and mops do a heck of a job without having to use potentially harmful chemicals. And you can use soap and water for dirtier or greasy spots.
David in Texas is on the line. What can we help you work on this weekend?
I've got a stained patio, concrete patio, that was done when they built my house. And it's faded from the sun. But when you wet it with water, it looks like it was when they did it. Is there something I could put on that?
Yeah, so that the wet look is working for you, in other words.
Yes.
So, I mean, there are a number of different products out there that will work really, really well with concrete patios. So, I mean, you can always stain the patio, which will change it, will make it more uniform, and it may blend in that stain. But I think you might be better off looking at one of the refinishing products. One of our sponsors is a company called Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Deich Coatings. They've got a bunch of different patio and pool surround finishes, and many of them use real stone as part of their makeup. And so you can have a finish that looks like marble or it has a decorative sort of epoxy grade to it. There's a lot of different options to it. I would take a look at some of those products and maybe think about how that might work for you because it's a lot less expensive than replacing the patio, and they're really durable finishes.
Do they offer like a clear?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They definitely have clear finish. And you're thinking that if you put the clear on, that might just make it all an even color. I would try to test it just to make sure it's going to come out the way you expect. But, yeah, they do have a clear epoxy finish, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, because they did the inside of the house that's done the same, and we have big bay windows. And so you see the outside and the inside, and it's just kind of uniform.
Yeah, there's a product called a heavy-duty epoxy clear coat.
Okay, well, I'll give that a try then. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. You can call us with your home repair or your home improvement question 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, when insulating a home, the wall's depth limits the insulation amount. A 2x4 wall can hold only 3.5 inches of insulation. Just ahead, we're going to share a new product that boosts wall insulation, seals out those drafts, and improves energy efficiency for greater comfort. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag.
It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you dealing with a repair? Maybe you're dreaming about a renovation? Well, whatever you've got going on at your Money Pit, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. Give us a listen on the Money Pit Podcast.
And you can download the Money Pit Podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Mindy needs some help fixing a stone porch. Tell us what's going on.
We have a question about fixing a front stone porch. We want to fix the joints. Do you want me to use Quikrete with the red stripe that says corner and edges, or do you want me to use Type S mortar mix? Also, on the steps at the back, I see a crack. Do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in a tube and you stick in a caulk gun for that? And another question is, at the back of the house, at the bottom of the red brick where it meets a large concrete patio, there used to be concrete there, and it broke off. And at that place, to seal that up, do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in the tube and you stick in a caulk gun?
So, Mindy, a couple of things. First of all, if you have cracks that you're trying to fill, Quikrete does make a product that is specifically for that. It's called the Concrete Crack Sealant, and it is good for cracks that are up to a half inch wide, and they like it because it's pourable. So it sort of flows into those cracks and then is self-leveling, so you don't have to worry about troweling on. Now, if you found areas of that porch where the concrete is broken away and you have some deteriorated surface, sometimes surface gets worn from maybe using too much salt on it in the winter, there's another product that is fairly new. It's maybe 3 or 4 years old, but it's really terrific. And it's called Recap, R-E-C-A-P, and it's a concrete resurfacer. So this can do two things for you. You mentioned some areas where there were some missing chunks. If you mix it up to sort of a trowel-like consistency, you can patch those areas, then smooth it out, and then you could put another layer of the Recap across the whole surface, and it'll look like a brand new concrete surface when it's all done. The nice thing about the Recap is it's designed specifically to stick to old concrete. So if you're trying to fix a sidewalk, a pool deck, a concrete floor, a driveway, it works for all of those surfaces, and it doesn't chip and fall off. It's a really super product, super strong product, because they've designed that bond into it so it just doesn't separate from the old surfaces underneath.
Well, when it comes to insulating your home's walls, the wall's depth is a crucial factor. Consider a 2x4 wall. That's only going to offer you about 3.5 inches of insulation space. But there's a smart solution to beef up that insulation and reduce drafts simultaneously. That's combining bat insulation with DAP's Touch and Foam.
Yeah, you know, DAP just introduced the Touch and Foam Professional Wall and Cavity Foam System. It's a portable, self-contained, one-component polyurethane foam kit. Now, it's versatile. It's perfect for sealing gaps in a lot of places, like walls and floors and attics and basements, and even crawl spaces. And what's neat about it is that as the foam is applied, it expands and fills gaps, effectively sealing out drafts.
Now, to improve the wall insulation, you want to start by applying a layer of touch and foam to the exterior wall. Watch it as it expands to seal and insulate the entire wall cavity. Now, once it's dry, you can add the bat insulation to that cavity. This two-pronged approach is going to seal out future drafts while maximizing the wall's insulation capacity, and that's ultimately going to lower your energy bills.
And make you feel a lot more comfortable when you cut those drafts. And today's weatherization tip is brought to you by DAP, featuring the innovative Touch and Foam Professional Wall and Cavity Foam System. DAP has revolutionized spray foam application with its one-component broadcast spray foam. You can find the DAP Touch and Foam System at Menards and select Home Depot stores. Learn more at DAP.com.
Heading to Arkansas, we've got Roger on the line whose faucet does not stop leaking. What is going on?
Bathroom sink faucet. Moen brand. I was wondering if the parts has a lifetime warranty. I've replaced the plastic cylinder that has two O-rings on it, and it stopped the leak, but it's starting again. Can I just replace those O-rings instead of buying the whole part if it's not under warranty?
You know, Roger, my experience with trying to repair faucets is that you absolutely positively have to use the original manufacturer's parts for this. And I have done kind of what you've done, and I've purchased O-rings just, you know, from the hardware store or home center, and they seem the same, they look the same, but they don't work as well. And I've had faucets that I fixed re-leak. However, when I've gotten them direct from the manufacturer, that has not happened. And the good news is that Moen has a limited lifetime warranty on pretty much all of their faucets. And it includes the ability, or the offer, I should say, for them to send you parts, original parts, that you need if a faucet ever starts to leak. So what you want to do is call their warranty department. That number is 800-465-6130, 800-465-6130. And tell them which faucet you have, and they'll send you the parts that you need to fix it once and for all. So bad news, you're going to have to take it apart one more time, but good news, once you do it, you should be good to go.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, do you want to change up your decor but not your budget? We're going to tell you how you can do both when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Yes.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. You can grab the Money Pit podcast when you go to MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Jack wrote into Team Money Pit and says, I want to buy a house that's priced to sell quickly, and I need to know if there's a way to get rid of some nasty cigarette smells inside. It's carpeted throughout most of the space, so I'm sure that's part of the problem.
Well, it definitely is, Jack, and it really is going to depend on your tolerance for perfection here, because I know you want to get rid of all of it, but let me tell you what's involved. First of all, that smoke gets everywhere. You have to start with this carpet. You're going to need to remove the carpet, toss it. Remove the padding, toss it. The floor, the subfloor, you're going to need to wash it thoroughly, and then you're going to need to seal it. You're going to need a very good quality smoke sealing paint. And there are products made specifically for that, but it's the equivalent of sort of a solvent-based good primer. It's going to seal in any of the smoke smell that's found its way into the wood. Now, aside from that, of course, all the furniture will be gone because I tell you to do that as well. But you're going to need to wash down the floors, wash down the ceilings, wash down the railings, wash down everything, and do a really good cleaning because you're trying to pull out not only the smoke but the tar and the nicotine that's left behind. And once all that is done, it's still going to have some residue of this left, and eventually it will go away. But man, it's an awful lot of work because that smoke gets everywhere.
You know, Jack, I think you should really think about making sure the price that you're paying for this house reflects the amount of work that's involved to get rid of that smoke smell, because you shouldn't be paying the same price for a house that's smoke-free. And definitely you can also look at a service to handle this for you as well. There's many out there that do this.
Well, after spending so much time at home recently, you'd like to change up your decor, but maybe your budget is already strained. What to do? How about a little creative brainstorming? Leslie's got some ideas to get you started in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, sounds like a great opportunity for some repurposing, huh?
Yeah, totally. I mean, these are the ways to stretch that budget. You really want to get creative here. This way you can create a home that you are super proud of. I mean, repurposing what you've got, definitely great. Better yet, ask friends and family if they've got something that you could have to repurpose as well. You never know. Now, the first step is to experiment with what you've got at home. Have fun, move things around, pull something from one room, test drive it in another. Experiment with creating vignettes, those sort of groups of items that, you know, look like a moment in a design magazine. Groups of three or five look best to the eyes when you're doing something on a shelf or a side table or on a chest. Now, the key here is to not worry about matching. Designers, for the most part, despise sets of furniture, so you're going to end up with a much more personal and homey look by mixing and matching those pieces, which is great when you're borrowing things from friends and family. You can even carry this idea into your bedroom by buying single sheets, pillowcases, shams. Find things that are on sale and then mix and match. You're going to get a custom look that's going to be really fantastic. And also, think about using baskets. These are great for storage in small spaces, and the woven designs of the basket themselves are going to add some texture, some warmth, some depth, especially if you've got an apartment that's kind of got to stay white and very simple on the walls. This is a great way to bring in different textures to make that space feel homey. You can also get them on the cheap at off-price stores, and even you can find vintage baskets in different shapes and sizes at flea markets. Remember, guys, with a little bit of imagination and a willingness to bend those rules a bit,
I mean, really, what are the rules? Go with what you love. There's no reason why your apartment or home can't be a place that you're going to love spending more time in. We've got some more tips for budget decor on MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, is space in your home at a premium? Well, one area to not overlook is up in the attic. We're going to highlight several ways to take advantage of the space overhead on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRosher. Her congressional testimony last week concerning anti-Semitism on college campuses has cost one university president her job.
University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill has resigned amid criticism. That over testimony at a congressional hearing where she was unable to say that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. McGill was in her second year as president of that Ivy League school.
Jason Walker says in this afternoon, or the Saturday afternoon announcement, the school says McGill will remain a tenured faculty member at the university's Carey Law School, and she's agreed to continue serving as Penn's leader until the university names an interim president. President Biden in Las Vegas on Friday promoting high-speed rail projects, including one linked to Los Angeles with the self-proclaimed entertainment capital of the world. Despite his pitch, though, the president's poll numbers show that the president is still on the wrong track.
The president assumed a promises-kept posture after this past week's announcement of a grant from the recent infrastructure law.
It means jobs, union jobs, job, job, job.
The federal contribution of $3 billion is $9 billion shy of the project's overall estimate. Even so, Mr. Biden took the opportunity to chide his predecessor.
Trump just talks the talk. We walk the walk.
Meanwhile, Friday's RealClearPolitics.com average of Mr. Biden's job approval has him at only 40% with a disapproval of 56%, trailing Donald Trump by 4 percentage points at a similar point in their first terms. George Williams reporting.
Residents going to the polls in Hong Kong's first district council election since an electoral overhaul implemented by Beijing. More news and analysis, townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, Relief, relieffactor.com.
The U.S. and the Philippines condemn the Chinese Coast Guard's water cannon blasts on vessels in the South China Sea.
Footage from the Philippines Coast Guard showed Chinese Coast Guard ships blasting water cannons on a small Philippine fisheries vessel. The Philippines and its treaty ally, the United States, separately condemned the high seas attack. It's the latest flare-up of the long-seething territorial disputes in the South China Sea, a flashpoint in Asia that has put the U.S. and China on a collision course. China claims virtually the entire strategic waterway, but the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, and Taiwan have also pressed their separate claims. I'm Karen Chamas.
Fire broke out at St. John the Evangelist Hospital in Tivoli on Rome's outskirts, killing at least three people, forcing the overnight evacuation of the smoke-filled facility and its nearly 200 patients. Breaking news at townhall.com. Amazon asking a federal judge to dismiss the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust lawsuit against the company.
Amazon argues the FTC is attacking policies that benefit consumers and competition. Its response came more than 2 months after the FTC, joined by 17 states, filed a historic complaint against the Seattle-based company. The suit alleges Amazon inflates prices and stifles competition in what the agency calls the online superstore market and in the field of online marketplace services. In its request for dismissal, Amazon said the lawsuit faults Amazon for featuring competitive prices and declining to feature uncompetitive ones. I'm Norman Hall.
LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, this year's Heisman Trophy winner, and Shohei Ohtani agrees to a record $700 million 10-year contract with the Dodgers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Good Old-Fashioned Big Family Christmas, a comedy by Pat Cook and directed by Andrew Gibson. Follow the chaotic holiday celebrations of the Vanderhoff family as they gather for Christmas. The family faces a series of hilarious and unexpected events, testing their bonds and highlighting the true meaning of togetherness. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store reading A Good Old-Fashioned Big Family Christmas. December 1st through 17th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. Hope to see everyone Friday night in Dayton with WHIO listeners, and over Saturday and Sunday in Kentucky, talking about Teddy and Booker T, two American icons, blazing a path to racial equality. We'll talk about that. We also have a lot of other things going on, including, I don't think something's not getting enough attention, and that is what the director of the FBI was saying about possible terror attacks here, and what the terrorists look at as our role as Israel takes the offensive in Gaza. Pay attention to that. Mark Thiessen's coming up this hour. Senator Tommy Tuberville's coming up this hour. First things first, Admiral James Stavridis is coming up, but first, Big Three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Like I said, I am willing to make significant compromises on the border. We need to fix the broken border system. It is broken. And thus far, I've gotten no response.
12,000 people came on Tuesday alone. That is an all-time record. Massive aid for two wars and three allies hangs in the balance as the Republicans play hardball in their quest for massive border reform. It is worth the fight. Hopefully they get a result before the holidays.
Number two.
There is no context in which the genocide of the Jewish people can be condoned. And it's certainly not conducive to learning for the poor students.
And that is somebody who just resigned as a board member of the University of Pennsylvania, closing in on the mastermind of Gaza, while Ivy League presidents feel the heat from their poisonous testimony. In my view, on Tuesday, one major company now says he will not hire from Yale or Harvard. I imagine many more will say that publicly and do it privately. Being pro-Hamas is still a problem for most of America.
Number one.
So deliver you think he's
big
fit.
Result.
You
we should
think.
Not laminate somebody
he won't
who's,
answer.
It, who's almost 80 years old.
Okay. He's afraid to answer.
No, I'm not.
You have to.
No.
Either you're afraid or you're not listening.
No, it's not.
There's a simple question.
Debate number four was more personal than political as four contenders take on each other and most punt when asked about Trump. Next big date, 6 weeks from now in Iowa. I'm not going to talk politics with my next guest, Admiral James Chavitas, the 16th Supreme Allied Commander, New York Times bestselling author. Admiral, welcome back. Your thoughts about what hangs in the balance with this aid to Taiwan, Israel, and Ukraine.
We've got to get all of it done, and we've got to get the border fixed. And so on the one hand, I'm nervous that we're not going to get done the vital aid to Ukraine and Israel, which are really my wheelhouse. But I think as Americans, we can recognize we've got to do all this. We have the capacity. We have the money to do it. If there's something I could say positively, it's that it appears to be a hard-fought negotiation up there on Capitol Hill. Let's hope they can do what governments are supposed to do. Politics is about allocating resources. We can afford to do all three of these things. Let's get it done.
What's the right messaging for non-military people to get it across to them that Ukraine matters? For non-military people, and maybe non-historians, and I'm not putting anybody down, who just do a million things and that's just not their thing. Why should they care about Ukraine?
Because if we allow Vladimir Putin, a dictator, to simply roll across a border, take over a massive country that is full of natural resources, this would be like Russia conquering something the size and the capacity of Texas. If we allow that to happen, I guarantee you the next thing will be China taking a really hard look at whether a similar strategy might work in Taiwan, which is where the world's semiconductor chips are manufactured. It would embolden Iran to look at going into the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, where all our oil comes from. Look, I get it on how people say, Ukraine, what's that? Where is that? It's a long way away. It doesn't matter. But all of this is interconnected. And if we allow the collapse in each of those individual places, we are going to pay the price over time. And I know you said non-historians, but I just have to throw in, we tried this approach about 100 years ago in the 1920s and 30s. And we essentially became isolationist, had no overseas bases, no overseas military engagement. How did that work out? Well, we saw the rise of Nazi Germany. We saw Japan's empire conquering territories, and it ended up, Brian, I'll close with this, on the 7th of December, which is what today is, 1941. Let's not repeat that history, and let's understand how important this is in our day-to-day lives.
Well, what has to change about our policy in Ukraine?
We need to up our military game, and we can do that within the financial context that is already on the books. And by the way, a lot of people say, oh, the Europeans aren't being part of this. They are. The Europeans, look at the facts here. The Europeans have spent more money in Ukraine than the United States. And by the way, 20 European countries have spent more per capita, per person in Ukraine than the United States had. This is not a lot of money in the context of U.S. defense funding. Final thought, our defense budget, appropriately, is about $900 billion. What we're talking about here for Ukraine is $60 billion. It's 5% of our defense capacity, and it's going to knock out Vladimir Putin. So we need to put more emphasis, more equipment right in the hands of the Ukrainians.
When we see some video, we said that it looks like the IDF could be more careful in going after Hamas in Gaza. How do you view it?
I think the Israeli Defense Forces have the hardest military problem maybe that I've ever seen, at least in a relatively small space. They have 2.2 million civilians floating around this tiny battlefield the size of Manhattan, and they are expected to somehow conduct these operations, destroy these evil terrorists who we're just now learning the full extent of their rapes, their tortures, their mutilations, particularly directed to Israeli women. The Israeli Defense Forces are somehow expected to conduct a campaign that is simply without civilian casualty. That would be great, but it's not realistic. So there is going to be some level of civilian casualties. What we do expect the Israelis to do is minimize that. And they're not out there raping Palestinian women. They're not out there mutilating corpses of Palestinian children. They are obeying the rules of law, and they need to minimize civilian casualties. But we need to recognize very hard problems.
They're surrounding the mastermind of this operation. No one denies it. It was in an Israeli prison for 20 years. Sinwar is his place is surrounded right now. Hopefully he's either killed or captured shortly. Having said that, you still got between 5 and 20,000 fighters to get to. How do you get through crowds of civilians to get to these fighters, and how can you possibly complete this job without doing that?
First, on the mastermind, Sinwar, he's in his hometown, Khan Yunis. The Israelis are closing in. It is not an exaggeration to say he is the bin Laden figure from an American perspective. So, huge military target. Good hunting is what I say to the Israeli Defense Forces. In terms of how you get after the between five, I'd say the estimates I've seen, Brian, are more like 5 to 10,000 actually semi-trained, semi-armed. So it's not a huge number. So the way you do it and what you're seeing now is a shift from the Israelis using their air campaign to take down large facilities where the terrorists are located. Now they're moving foot soldiers into the battlefield. The most precise weapon on a battlefield is not a precision-guided bomb, a precision-guided missile. It's an infantryman. So you move them in, you separate the women and children, you start doing retinal eye scans. The Israelis have a huge database of the bad actors. You apprehend them. If they try and resist, you kill them. That's how you do it.
And then what? Let's say this operation takes three more months to get the most of them out. What does Gaza look like, Admiral Stavridis?
There will be a significant destruction to the infrastructure, probably 30%, 25 to 30% of the total infrastructure. So there'll be an ongoing humanitarian effort. The security situation will hopefully be stabilized. At that point, Brian, I'd say 3 months from now, the Israelis will be looking for the exits in the sense that they don't want to govern. They don't want to run security in Gaza. What they will want to do is turn it over to some combination of the Palestinian Authority, the Arab League, and the United Nations. We're a long way from that point in that negotiation. I think that's the logical next step for the Israelis. I'm sure even as they conduct this tactical campaign, they're thinking through that longer-term effort of to whom can they hope this over. Final thought, they will also create a wider buffer zone, a military-controlled buffer zone, which failed so miserably last time. That's got to be deepened and strengthened.
So we see that our civilian ships, commercial ships, are being targeted now thanks to the Houthi rebels and their supporters. So it's affecting shipping lanes, it's commercial economies at this point. They're actually aiming at us, over 80 strikes, four returned, maybe five. How would you handle this? How would you get back on the front foot and get to the heart of the problem, which is Iran?
Well, exactly. And whenever people say the Houthi rebels are attacking ships, my gentle correction is Tehran is attacking ships. This is a campaign that almost certainly is being orchestrated by the Iranian mullahs, the rotten theocracy in Tehran. How I would get at it is I would use some of the techniques I used as Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, Brian, where we had a huge Somali pirate infestation in those waters. And it's a combination of military warships on station, working with the private sector, the shipping companies. I think they need security teams on many of these ships and convoying them. But having said all that, we have to make Iran pay a price. So I would be saying to Iran, if this continues, we're going to go after Iranian maritime assets, starting with your oil and gas platforms in the Arabian Gulf, for example. We've got to construct a strategy that says to Iran, this is unacceptable at sea, just as it is unacceptable ashore.
Admiral, do you believe this administration is much too risk-averse? And do you believe the Secretary of Defense is making that decision, or does that come from the White House?
I think it comes from the White House. All decisions at this level always do. I can't speak for what my good friend and contemporary former general, Lloyd Austin, thinks personally, because he is a real professional who, when he's in that position, he is going to support the administration. To answer the question, are they too risk adverse? I think the answer is yes. And I think it manifests in Ukraine. If we had gotten more advanced weapons earlier in the hands of the Ukrainians, F-16s, ATACMs, they're flowing now. Boy, we're almost 2 years into this thing. Could have gone sooner, risk averse. And same thing in response to Iran. Mm-hmm. Iran continues to plink away at us, our contractors and soldiers ashore in the Middle East. Now these maritime assets, I think it's time to deliver a stronger, more military response to Iran.
Interesting. And lastly, Mark Thiessen outlined it first. You go further. Most of the money that we spend in Ukraine stays here. This is U.S. money, right?
Absolutely. And I complimented Mark on the column he wrote about that. I worked with Mark when I was chief of staff in the Pentagon senior military assistant to Secretary Rumsfeld. Mark was his speechwriter. Mark is a smart thinker, and he outlines perfectly why this makes financial sense. I wish I'd mentioned that earlier. Thanks for bringing it up. Tell Mark I said hello.
Yeah, glad the Washington Post column explains it. It is no spin. It's fact. When you have
Absolutely.
American companies make these munitions off contracts, the money goes to these American companies because we're the only ones who can make it. It goes out to our allies, some of which are writing checks for it back. Hopefully that is places like Taiwan, who's waiting actually for delivery. Admiral?
Absolutely. Hey, last thought on that. All of this strengthens our defense industrial base, which has to turn and spin and make new things and get them in the it's like exercise, muscle movement. And we're not losing a single soldier in combat, but we're strengthening our defense and we're blocking Vladimir Putin. It's good value for the dollar.
And I'm pushing my luck. I'm against the break, but Guyana, tell everyone why this matters. Venezuela is just going to take it. It's the biggest discovery of oil in, I think, 50 years. And Venezuela is just going to march there. They don't have a military. They are begging for our help.
We've got to help the Guyanese. And this is another example of people will say, well, why would we want to help a country I've never even heard of? And the answer is, if you don't, you are going to simply cede a huge chunk of money to another ruthless dictator, Nicolas Maduro, from Caracas, Venezuela, another place where a little bit of effort early could stop a dictator.
Right. I just hope we have the ability to look elsewhere. Admiral, thanks so much. You really helped our audience. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Say hi to Mark Thiessen for me.
I will. You got it. When we come back, I'll take your calls, take your questions, 1-866-408-766. And I know you can write me, BrianKilmeade.com. Just click on comments. Don't move.
It's expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
thousands of stores across the country are pulling brand-name cold and allergy products off the shelves. Why? Because an FDA advisory panel recently determined that a drug they contain, oral phenylephrine, is ineffective as a nasal decongestant. Navage offers a drug-free solution that's fast and highly effective at relieving nasal congestion caused by colds and allergies. Navage uses suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril to help suck out allergens, mucus, and germs. Nasal irrigation works, and Navage makes it quick and easy. But more than anything, it helps you breathe better. Don't waste your time or money on products that are ineffective. Trust drug-free Navage for fast relief to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/save. That's eucora.com/save.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A man from Las Vegas who decided to help kids instead of playing poker makes today's Dean's List. Robert Crane is the founder of Bob's Bikes for Needy Kids, a nonprofit dedicated to renovating bicycles and providing them to underprivileged children for free. He's been doing this for 10 years now, and as Bob looks back, it's the hugs and smiles that keeps him going, so much so that 7 years ago he gave up going to casinos because that pastime left him feeling empty. His garage is full of bikes that will go to new homes this Christmas, putting in extra hours to make sure he gives as many kids as he can a refurbished bicycle under the tree. The idea came from his own family when his daughter didn't have the money to buy his grandson a bike. So he found a used one and rebuilt it. After that day, a light bulb went off in his head and he decided to do it for others. Robert Crane, thank you for being a good human and spreading those smiles like sunshine. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an Iron Curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all are subject, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. A possible blood test for Alzheimer's could be available starting early next year. Researchers from Resonant, a Utah biotech company, think it's a good possibility. The company develops diagnostic tests for neurodegenerative diseases and says the new test was 100% accurate in identifying patients with Alzheimer's who developed the disease within 5 years. They tested 50 blood plasma samples. It was a group of 25 older control individuals, 13 patients who had already been diagnosed, 6 more with mild cognitive impairment who later got the disease, and 6 patients who did not develop it. The test is said to be able to detect DNA released from the brain's neurons or nerve cells after they die. The findings published in Frontiers in Neurology. They're also working on similar technology to help detect other neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is the fourth debate
the fourth debate that you would be voted in the first 20 minutes as the most obnoxious blowhard in America. So shut up for a little while.
So do everybody a favor. Just walk yourself off that stage, enjoy a nice meal, and get the hell out of this race.
He was learning about the provinces in Ukraine, sitting with his smart mouth at Harvard. If you're too timid to take on Trump, believe me, others will see that timidity. Xi, Putin, and the Ayatollah, the border crossers on the southern border, and the criminals in our streets.
I've got these three guys who are all seemingly to compete with, you know, Voldemort. He who shall not be named. They don't want to talk about it.
That is Chris Christie was real strong last night. But nobody doubts his debates, but and his skills and his knowledge are off the charts. But only 28% of Republicans support him. And Donald Trump's got 82%, as was pointed out last night. And it's Chris came on this morning, sounded just as strong. But he's done this before. He speaks to Republican audiences against Trump. And one of the questions I asked him today, maybe we'll pull it later in the show, is, look, you agreed with him for 3 years, 3.5 years. You know, when you didn't, you spoke up about it. For the most part, you liked his policies. So, and you also said the reason why he might be slipping is not because of his age, but because of the stress he's under. So what changed? Is it just January 6th? And he said, no, there were some other things that happened along the way. But Chris Christie, as you know, played a valuable role in giving him suggestions and had a staff once he got the nomination. And Jared Kushner, as much as I like him, made a huge mistake in throwing it all in the garbage. That got Trump off to a terrible start. I thought for a while he was going to be chief of staff. I think it would have been great for Trump to have him chief of staff. Would have been a great attorney general. But now I think that after watching last night, I'll play some of these clips maybe from Mark Thiessen. You see him come to the aid of Nikki Haley. I thought that was pretty cool because of the personal attacks. You'll hear that. And I'm wondering if he's saying to himself, Nikki Haley's going to get the nomination. Maybe I can't. But if I don't get the nomination, man, I'd like to serve in the White House. And that's what he does. I think he's got a great personal, his personal career is going great. I think that he does want to serve, though, and he's still in his 50s. Mark Thiessen's coming up next, and Senator Tommy Tuberville. What an hour. So glad you're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Nikki, you were bankrupt when you left the UN. After you left the UN, you became a military contractor. You actually started joining service on the board of Boeing, whose back you scratched for a very long time, and then gave foreign multinational speeches like Hillary Clinton is, and now you're a multimillionaire. That math does not add up. It adds up to the fact that you are corrupt.
Yeah, what a stretch. I have not heard that from anyone, let alone Vivek Ramaswamy, somebody else who wants to be president, Mark Thiessen, former chief speechwriter for George W. Bush, Fox News contributor, Washington Post columnist. Mark, he wouldn't even acknowledge it. And then Vivek came up with a sign that said corrupt. Do you think that fits the description of Nikki Haley?
No, not at all. My God. You know, Vivek Ramaswamy is what my old boss, Jesse Helms, used to call the south side of a horse-headed north. What a jerk. You know, he called Christie fat. He called her corrupt. This is a guy who took money from the Chinese Communist Party, from the same princelings who were funneling money to Hunter Biden. He was going into business with them. And he has the nerve to call Nikki Haley corrupt. I mean, he is such a joke. I honestly, and the stuff that he was saying out there, the personal insults, everything, no conservative with any self-respect should give this guy a platform to speak after this race is over. He shouldn't have been on that stage. He has no chance of getting the Republican nomination. I honestly, I love Chris Christie. He's a great guy. He doesn't have a chance at the nomination. That should have been a DeSantis-Haley debate. And every moment that we spent focusing on Vivek Ramaswamy, what he said was a distraction, and a disgusting one at that.
Here's what Chris Christie did when he heard one of those attacks. Cut 9.
This is the fourth debate. The fourth debate that you would be voted in the first 20 minutes as the most obnoxious blowhard in America. So shut up, Bruno Long. We're now 25 minutes into this debate, and he has insulted Nikki Haley's basic intelligence. Not her positions, her basic intelligence. She doesn't know reason. She wouldn't be able to find something on a map that his three-year-old could find. Look. If you want to disagree on issues, that's fine. And Nikki and I disagree on some issues. But I'll tell you this, I've known her for 12 years, which is longer than he's even started to vote in a Republican primary. And while we disagree about some issues...
So he went on. He went on to say, you know, then they came back with a personal attack, and Vivek says, get off the stage and basically go have a meal, commenting on Chris Christie's weight. So it got personal. But you could come back and say, if you're a Vivek fan, you call me a blowhard. So, essentially, I'm wondering what happened between those two, between the personal attacks between Vivek and Nikki Haley. And Nikki Haley looked at it, and she had a strategy. Her strategy was don't fumble. Her strategy was, I met with Jamie Dimon. I met with some higher-ups in Wall Street. Don't fumble. Do you agree with that, Mark? That was her strategy? Don't fumble the ball. You're on a bit of a roll.
She's doing great. I think the first 20 minutes was nothing but everybody coming after her. And she, I think she had a good line when she said, thanks for the attention, fellas. They're going after her because she's surging. And the idea that, she's beholden to Wall Street executives. I mean, people raise money from these people all the time. The fact is they're not giving to the other candidates, and that's why they're jealous. She's surging because she has done well in these debates, because she has performed well, because what she's saying is resonating with the American people. And, particularly on foreign policy, I was just at the Reagan Defense Forum in Simi Valley, and they just released their poll. They do an annual poll of foreign policy attitudes of the American people. And the American people are not isolationists. They're not. The poll shows strong support, bipartisan support for standing with Ukraine, for standing with Israel, for standing with Taiwan. It shows strong support for increasing defense spending. It shows strong support for the Reagan doctrine. In fact, if you tell people, the Reagan Institute poll shows, if you tell people that our support for Israel and Ukraine and Taiwan is part of a Reagan doctrine strategy of helping our allies defend themselves against aggression, the support goes up by 10 points. So, this idea that somehow she's out of step with the Republican Party and with the country is insane. They're the ones who are out of step with the Republican Party and the country.
All right. Here's what President Biden said yesterday about Ukraine. Cut 31.
Putin attacks a NATO ally. If he keeps going and then he attacks a NATO ally, where we've committed as a NATO member that we defend every inch of NATO territory, then we'll have something that we don't seek and that we don't have today. American troops fighting Russian troops.
Well, I mean, that's true. And he will absolutely do that, in my opinion. He's already infiltrating Georgia, Moldova. Lithuania says they expect to be somewhat infiltrated or attacked within 5 years. I get it. But the other thing is, I also believe the Republicans should demand border reform. Not just, I don't want just a wall and a more soft-sided tents and judges. Border reform. They got to start working on these asylum issues. It could be done together. Mark, is it possible?
It is possible, and they're 100% right for demanding it. Look, the most devastating argument that the anti-Ukraine Republicans make, and they're a minority in the Republican Party, they do not have majority view, but the most devastating argument they make is Joe Biden cares about Ukraine's borders more than our own. And the problem with it and why it's so devastating is because it's true. He does care about Ukraine's borders more than our borders. I care about both. And America is a superpower, and we can defend our own borders and also help Ukraine defend its borders against unjust aggression. These things are not incompatible. We're the most powerful superpower in the history of the world, the most powerful military in the history of the world. We can do both. But when Biden refuses to secure our borders and allows 1.7 million gotaways to come in this country, people, when you're coming to the border right now, if you just hand yourself over to Border Patrol, you're fine. You get to stay. So why would you be a gotaway? It's because you're a criminal. It's because you're a terrorist. It's because you've got some reason why they would deport you. And so we've got to secure our border, and I think they should demand that he secure the border in exchange for this aid. They're absolutely right to do it.
Right. And President Biden yesterday, they want to do a side deal on the border. No, the Democrats won't vote for it, and they'll still get their aid. I believe that Israel's got to be funded. Most agree with that. Ukraine's got to be funded. Less and less agree with that. And Taiwan's got to be supported. But Taiwan's problem is different. They ordered stuff a long time ago. We haven't delivered on it. We haven't had the capacity for some reason. But we want to get them some more aid. But, Mark, I got to ask you in the big picture, in terms of the actual legislation, you've been there before. Can they get this done in a week? And what do you want to see? Asylum changes, where if you come here illegally, you can't get in. Immediate deportation. Funding for the financing of that deportation to their home countries. What do you plan on? What would it look like?
First of all, let me challenge you in that you're saying that support for Ukraine is going down. There's more vocal opposition to Ukraine, but it's not. Again, the Reagan Institute,
I hope you're right,
came out a year ago, 50% of Republicans supported giving aid to Ukraine. Today, it's unchanged. It's the same. Despite the fact that we've had that the anti-Ukraine Republicans have been agitating against it for a year, and the fact that 50% of Republicans support a policy of the Biden administration, even when it's being incompetently executed without a strategy for victory and all the rest of it, it shows that there's deep-seated right. support in the Republican Party for doing the right thing. So I just don't buy it. But look, the problem isn't just money in the border. Look, we don't actually need legislation to secure the border. Joe Biden has all the same laws and all the same funding mechanisms and all the same authorities that Donald Trump and Barack Obama had when they secured the border. It's a choice. It is a choice to not use those authorities. It is a choice to not to abuse the asylum process. And so they have to have legislation. It's not just more money. It has to be forcing changes in policy that will allow us to force this administration to actually secure the border.
Right. So change in policy. Yeah. Some more financing to finish the wall. But it's a high tech wall. It's not just a big. Full of pipes. This is a high-tech wall. There's money there. They are selling it off on pennies on the dollar right now. It sits in the desert. Mark Thiessen, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. So Mark's got to run. And when we come back, we're going to be with Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. Interesting, because the senator backed off after a long period of time and decided, I'm going to back off and let these military promotions and advancements happen and retirements take place. It was all over this abortion stance with the Pentagon. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade here.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge. And studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
So, Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Staying warm is becoming increasingly expensive during the cold winter months. Homeowners are put in a difficult situation to keep their homes heated without breaking the bank. But there are plenty of ways to stay toasty while reducing costs, like having your heating unit inspected before the frigid months arrive. The pricey cost of paying for a professional to come to your home and inspect your unit can pay off in the long run. The proper temperature to heat your home in the winter, 68 degrees Fahrenheit, according to the Department of Energy. However, anywhere around 70 degrees is a good target, and it's good to lower temperatures when sleeping at night or when you're away from your home. Many homeowners may be tempted to rely on fireplaces, space heaters, and wood-burning stoves. According to Direct Energy, these types of secondary heating sources can help to slash costs, but many of these options come with their own safety risks. And consider taking advantage of available rebates and tax credits through the Department of Energy. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Chef Gordon Ramsay of Fox's Kitchen Nightmares.
I look for the authenticity first, and then we sit, we eat multiple courses, and then off into the kitchen. Sometimes, especially this year, down is the basement, and that's where things start to really emerge in a not such a pleasant way.
Sure. Well, there's tension on all of your shows. Would you say this one is the most? People take it very personally, and your role goes from advising and expertise to, mediating.
Yeah, sometimes the Kitchen Nightmares turns into a sort of a Dr. Phil of restaurants. So sometimes I have to fix them before I can fix the restaurant. But then the sad news for me is that when you see the relationship fragmented, you see the business on its backside. And so it's a sort of hodgepodge of all those things. But I'm a good therapist. I know the ins and outs of this business. I operate, just under 100 restaurants with 3,500 staff and $500 million turnover a year. I get to see where the cracks are. But what I don't want them doing is putting a Band-Aid on and lying to me, because what I find out really pisses me off.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We didn't get what we wanted, and when you change the rules, it's hard to win. Just unfortunate, American people didn't get a voice. I'm releasing everybody. I still got a hold on, I think, 11 four-star generals. Everybody else is completely released from me.
Finally, lifting his unnecessary and harmful holds on our nation's military officials, I'm happy that we can finally move forward and give these men and women the promotions they deserve.
So Senator Tommy Tuberville joins us now. Senator, you were in the eye of the storm for hundreds of days. Your goal was, can you explain to everyone, and what stopped you from achieving it?
Well, I never dreamed, Brian, it would go for almost a year. And we were holding up people that needed to be promoted. I'm a military brat, so there's nobody likes the military more than me and understands the need for it. I never dreamed when I put the hold on of a overreach of Joe Biden and changing the policy and taxpayers having to pay for something to do with abortion. I never dreamed that they would never negotiate. And these people are evil. I mean, they care nothing about the military. They could have solved this in an hour's meeting of sitting down and let's work out some details. But they wouldn't even meet. And so that was my first thing that I tried to do, was negotiate for almost a year. But my hope end game was, I knew I could get it passed through the NDAA, which is the military budget, which will be voted on next week. Problem is, we've always had an opportunity to sit down as a Senate and the House and Armed Services Committee, which I'm on, and vote for different subjects. I had Democrat votes that were going to vote for me to leave the old policy in. Schumer found that out, and he says, no, we're not going to vote on it. I'm going to change the rules here, and I'm going to make decisions what's in our budget for the year. I mean, you can't beat these people. And so after that, I even had Republicans that were against me. You know, they were going to vote to go around me and change the rules of the Senate of 200 years. And I said, we're not doing that. I'll fight it another day. And so I released them, and they got what they wanted. The Democrats, they got taxpayer-funded abortion in the military and executive overreach, but we will continue to fight.
So do you regret it?
Oh, no. It actually brought out a lot of people that I would never trust again. I mean, you're supposed to stand for something and you don't. But I tell you what, I had some Democrats that were on my side the entire time. It's just when you got a referee that changes the rule in midstream, you can't do it. But why would you not sit down, Brian, when you've got all these people for promotion? Why would you not sit down, Coach, let's work this out? Let's at least try to work it out. They never intended to. They don't care anything about the unborn. We know that, the Democrats. They don't care anything about the military, to be honest with you. They're destroying every day with the more wokeness that they're putting into it. You wouldn't believe the things that we see on Armed Services Committee. It's it's a disaster waiting to happen. But that being said, that's the reason elections have consequences. We've got to get a Republican back into the White House. If we don't, we're going to lose our country. We might lose it anyway because we're so far gone at the border and with our foreign policy and our debt, our $33 trillion in debt going on $34.
Senator Tuberville, and one thing, too, is you guys got to get the Senate back. And that means Montana. Oh, yeah. That means West Virginia. That means possible Pennsylvania will be tough and possible Michigan. Also, the Senate seat in Arizona very much up for grabs. How involved are you with this?
Yeah, and I do agree with you. And we got some great opportunities, Brian. We're going to do a lot of campaigning, a lot of fundraising. But I'm like you. You know, you love the country. I love the country. I'm not a politician. I've been up for 3 years, Brian. But the one thing I have noticed is, you can run the Senate and you can control the House. If you don't have that White House, you can't win. And we have got to win the White House. And I know they're after President Trump. You know I'm a Trump guy. He's the only guy I think can get us back on track because he doesn't care. I mean, he's going to do what's right for the country. He's not doing it for lobbyists or whatever. We can't have a career politician. We got to get somebody that's going to stand up for the taxpayer for once. Once in the last 3 years, I would have loved to see somebody stand up for the taxpayer. That has not happened like President Trump did for 4 years. And they hated it, and they ran him out, and they got what they want. And now's the time to get it back. Because if we don't, I'd hate to see what's going to happen to our country.
Now it's front and center. You got 400 promotions that are going to take place. Everything moves forward. But now it's front and center. It's going to be this package of $100 billion to Israel, Taiwan, Ukraine. And you guys have said, I got to get border in this. Here's the president yesterday, cut 32.
Republicans have to decide if they want a political issue or if they want a solution at the border. Do they really want a solution? It cannot be sustained as it is now. We need a real solution.
Does he really doubt that you guys want a solution at the border? I mean, I keep hearing you want a political issue. I don't know anybody seeing Bill Malusian or Griff Jenkins who feels good about anything political coming out of the border. So what do you plan on doing, Senator Tuberville?
Well, finally, we got most of the Republicans on board and saying nothing, no money goes out of this country. We don't care where it goes until we fix the border. And the problem is everybody said, well, we build a fence for $8 billion. No, you've got to have policies and you have to have laws. The problem is this administration is lawless, Brian. We can put in all the laws in the world. They're not going to go by them. We have laws down there right now that the Border Patrol, we talk to them weekly. They said, just let us go by the law. And the Biden administration and Mayorkas, who should be run out of this country, will not let them do that. They have an agenda in mind. Brian, we had 4,000 Chinese men, 15 to 35 years old, in the last couple of weeks have come across that border. Now, why do you think that's happened? And how in the hell did they get out of China to come over here? We are in trouble. And even Christopher May, whatever his name is for the FBI, is even saying he's on the Democrats' team. He's even saying we're in trouble. And so it is.
I heard you guys had a very scary briefing yesterday, counterterror briefing. Ray was direct. And there was another briefing yesterday. And there's a 5-alarm fire coming our way for the holidays. They all multiple terror groups here.
Oh, nowhere, Brian. Right. We've let in over 10 million people, and we don't know who they are. And these people don't care. That's what amazes me. They do not care what happens. And you've got senators that are Democrats from Arizona and California. What are y'all thinking? What are y'all thinking? Y'all just like power? You like to have a senator in front of your name? How about being an American for once? I mean, this makes you sick at your stomach.
Understood. So, Senator, we'll see what happens. Do you think they'll get some type of settlement on the border, something you guys will find acceptable before Christmas?
No, it's not going to happen because they're bound and determined to keep funneling money through Ukraine back into whoever's pockets because, that's a disaster. We need to help Ukraine. But my God, folks, that money's not going to fight a war. It's going in people's pockets and going in to pay for the government of Ukraine. I mean, all we're doing is pumping them up. And I want to win that. I want to beat Russia back.
Gotcha. Senator, thanks so much. Senator Tommy Tuberville in the Eye of the Storm. Thanks so much for helping us out.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
Just be natural. Try to roll around in it gracefully and not like a puppy.
Maria's photography studio is zooming into a flurry of projects.
Where did I put that memory card?
She needs an assistant to keep business in focus.
Hang on while I change the external flash. Oh.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstar. Time is running out for a measure pushed by the White House to provide more aid to Ukraine, with negotiations getting bogged down on thwarting domestic immigration issues.
Republican lawmakers are pushing for stricter changes for America's immigration and border policies. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said this week a delay could have catastrophic consequences for the Ukrainian president's ability to reclaim his country from Russian invader. A new GOP aid proposal for Ukraine would call on the U.S. to end humanitarian parole for many migrants, use ankle bracelets on those awaiting hearing, and set new guidelines to essentially close the border if illegal crossings reach a certain limit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An Ivy League president has resigned. That's over sharp criticism concerning the matter of anti-Semitism on campus. Liz McGill was in her second year at the University of Pennsylvania. The Ronald Reagan Institute released findings from its new National Defense Survey, and policy director Rachel Hoff says Americans increasingly view communist China as a threat.
One of the trends we've seen, especially in the last 5 years, is the dramatic rise of the threat perception of the People's Republic of China. So Americans are coming to consensus, both Republicans and Democrats, perceiving China as the number one threat that we face.
Hoff was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Severe storms that tore through central Tennessee killed six people Saturday, sent about two dozen to the hospital, as homes and businesses were severely damaged in multiple cities. Three people, including a child, were killed after an apparent tornado struck Montgomery County north of Nashville. News at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A new study from Britain says breast cancer survivors may need fewer mammograms.
Annual mammograms are recommended indefinitely for breast cancer survivors. They can be expensive.
It's not just a cost saving. We know that ladies who have undergone treatment for breast cancer are a lot more anxious.
Jenna Dunn at the University of Warwick in Britain led a study that says less frequent mammograms are just as good as a yearly schedule for breast cancer survivors 50 and older. Breast cancer specialist Dr. Laura Esserman at the University of California, San Francisco, says this will not cause an immediate change, but it will cause an immediate discussion.
It should pave the way to start thinking about, you know, some more projects or programs really testing different ways of doing screening.
Breast cancer survival rates were high in this study. I'm Ed Donahue.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Maine lawmakers are calling for an army investigation into the events leading up to a mass shooting.
The move follows a meeting with families who lost loved ones. Army reservist Robert Card killed 18 people in a bowling alley and a restaurant in Lewiston in October, the deadliest mass shooting in that state's history. Now, the Army says there will be administrative probes into the events that preceded Card's death by self-inflicted gunshot. However, the congressional delegation also wants the Department of the Army Inspector General to investigate. Jason Walker reporting.
Just as technological shifts created the cashless society, further advances are now helping charitable groups for the homeless who are in danger of being left behind. Organizations for those living on the street have developed electronic payment methods that enable donations from smartphones. More at townhall.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. I come to you from Midtown Manhattan, 48th and 6th, where it is crazy. We've got a great tree. It has now become a tourist attraction and a magnet for these lunatics. They want to rally for Hamas and the Palestinian cause. And on October 6th, you couldn't even tell that you wouldn't even know that they knew the Palestinian. There is a Palestinian cause, but suddenly it's everyone's cause. I believe that they're getting paid. I would not doubt that there's someone financing all this, the so-called surge to Brooklyn and everything like that. We're following the president, the former president of the United States. The civil trial continues. He just made some remarks. We'll bring some of that back. And let me remind you, if you ever want the podcast, if you ever can't listen to live, go to BrianKilmeadShow.com. This hour, we're going to be joined by Jason Smith from the House Ways and Means Committee. He is the chairman, and Ambassador David Friedman standing by. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Like I said, I am willing to make significant compromises on the border. We need to fix the broken border system. It is broken. And thus far, I've got no response.
And you broke it, and there's been nonstop response, including House hearings down at the border. Massive aid for two wars and three allies hangs in the balance as Republicans play a hard ball when it comes to their quest for massive border reform and a wall. This is worth the fight.
Number two.
There is no context in which the genocide of the Jewish people can be condoned. And it's certainly not conducive to learning for the poor students.
Pretty amazing, right? That is one of the UPenn board members, one of the trustees who just resigned because of the despicable way in which they testify all these Ivy League leaders, closing in on the mastermind in Gaza. While Ivy League presidents feel the heat for their poisonous testimony on Tuesday, and many major companies, including Barstool, says they will not hire from Yale or Harvard. I imagine many more, quietly and publicly, will follow suit.
Number one.
So deliver you think he's
big
fit.
Result.
You
we
do
should
think.
Not nominate somebody
he won't
who's,
answer.
Who's almost 80 years old.
Okay. He's afraid to answer.
No, I'm not.
Either you're afraid or you're not listening.
No, it's not.
There's a simple question.
Wow, that is how crazy it got yesterday. Christine DeSantis, debate four, was more personal than political as the final four contenders take on each other and the most punt when it comes to Trump outside Chris Christie. Next big date, 6 weeks in Iowa. Who will survive? We will have the highlights. Let's bring Ambassador David Friedman, one of the key people during the Trump administration and one of the reasons why the Israeli capital was able to be recognized. We were able to move our embassy to Jerusalem, where the capital of Israel is. Ambassador, welcome back.
Thanks, Brian. Great to be with you again.
Ambassador, first off, what could you tell us on the progress of the actual IDF in southern Gaza? The butcher, they call him the butcher of Khan Yunis. He is surrounded. He was a former prisoner, 60 years old. This guy, Sinwar, who they said is the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. What could you tell us? Do you know?
I think it's going really well. I think today was a terrific day for the IDF. I just saw some footage of 200 Hamas terrorists surrendering in Khan Yunis. They're all kind of, lined up and heading back to being taken back to Israel for questioning. Got to believe that, with that type of a wealth of potential intelligence, they will find Sinwar shortly. And I think the I think it may be a turning point in the war even. I mean, I think it was really a good day today for the IDF, and things are going well.
Do you worry about the humanitarian corridors for now that the IDF has moved into the south, where Israel has said that's where you move if you want to be safe? Now that they're in the north, do you worry about the corridors?
No, I think they've created, safe zones. They've created escape routes. I think, it would be, of course, it would be great if the Egyptians would allow some movement into safe space in Egypt, because they're right on the border as well. So far, that's been a challenge. It's always been a challenge. It's been a challenge for years to get the Egyptians to help in Gaza. But I think that Israel is taking extra care to keep these areas open. By the way, they're probably doing more, certainly a lot more than is in their military best interest. I mean, they're letting a lot of fuel come in. They're letting a lot of a lot of other stuff come in. It's almost always commandeered by Hamas. I mean, there's been some footage coming out the last few days of Gazans basically turning on Hamas, and that's the other thing which I think is helpful there. The people there are starting to realize just what kind of a calamity Hamas has brought upon the people of Gaza. And they're seeing it, in real time as supplies come in. And then as soon as, you know, the suppliers are out of sight, Hamas comes and takes all the food and takes all the fuel. So I think, I think the humanitarian efforts, you know, they're not perfect, but if they're getting worse, it's only because Hamas is making them worse. And mm-hmm. I think Israel's doing a pretty good job.
What's going on behind the scenes in terms of pressuring Netanyahu to finish this up?
I get the sense there's a lot of pressure, which is, I think, really lamentable because, look, the quicker Israel wins this war, the quicker people's lives can start to get rebuilt. And by causing, Israel to slow down, I mean, by asking Israel to use less air power and more, house to house combat, they're prolonging the battle. They're causing Israel to put their own soldiers at greater risk, and it's not helpful. And frankly, Blinken is not qualified to make military decisions, to sit in the war cabinet and help and tell Israel how to make their military decisions. It's kind of ridiculous. I think Israel's tolerating it to a certain extent. They kind of have to. I mean, the problem is for Israel is that they've used up so much ammo and so much Iron Dome and so much rockets, and they do need American help. And so I think this is a constant point of friction and negotiation and resolution that goes on every single day with Israel. I wish America would just leave Israel alone. I think that would be, frankly, the most humanitarian way to get this war over, destroy Hamas, and move on.
But they do need our weapons. They do need Iron Dome and the other missile defense systems replenished, and we are on the line of fire. With these militias, these Iranian-sponsored militias in Iraq, Syria, and now the Houthi rebels shooting at commercial ships and our ships. This is our fight, too. I'd love to have seen more strength in return. How would that resonate in the Middle East if we started showing a little bit more aggression?
Look, it's the only language that is understood in the Middle East is strength. And, this isn't a hypothesis. This is proven. I mean, we saw that ourselves in our 4 years in government. When we brought Iran to the brink of bankruptcy, and when we took out the Qasem Soleimani, we knew as a matter of fact that the Iranians were concerned. They were pulling back. They were realizing that they had to limit their malign activity because things would just get worse for them. When Biden came in and he opened up the spigot for oil sales, he made Iran a very rich country. They took all the money and they didn't use it to build hospitals or schools. They used it to buy more missiles and fund more malign activity. So it's the pressure we put on Iran is directly proportional to the level of quiet in the Middle East. The more pressure, the more quiet. The less pressure, the more things flame out. And of course, because Biden, has failed in Afghanistan and failed with Russia and Ukraine, he can't open up another front. He can't allow another front to open up. So he's tiptoeing around the Iranians, and that's only empowering the terrorists around the region, whether it's the Houthis or the Hamas or Hezbollah. He's just making them more empowered and more bullish. And of course, it's going the wrong way.
Former Israeli ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, David Friedman with us. David, I'm sure you saw the testimony for these presidents of Harvard, Yale, MIT earlier this week has created quite outrage around the country. Barstool founder Dave Portnoy vows to not hire anyone from Harvard or Penn. There's a big push to have the Penn president fired, and one of their key trustees has just resigned, Vaughn Gregorian. Cut 22.
Mm-hmm. It's time to actually be a working trustee and to speak up when things aren't right and not rubber stamp what goes on. Just because the chairman of the board says it's the thing to do, or the president says it's the thing to do, in your heart, if you know it's wrong, you need to step up and say that it's the wrong thing.
So he's out, and many other people are out. Tell me, what are your thoughts about this anti-Semitic behavior that they refuse to condemn and to push back against? What was your thought about that testimony?
Well, thank God Congress did that. Kudos to all the members of Congress who pushed back, Republicans and Democrats. I think it was a turning point. I think it was really a turning point, maybe in American history, because these universities are so influential in the future leadership of our country. And I think, I said this on Twitter. I think, what happened here is, the Ivy League died, there. I mean, people just looked at it and said, what in the world? People paying $100,000 a year for this kind of an education, the emperors have no clothes. I mean, these people are truly not just, bad educators, but they're truly filling, our students, the future leaders of America, with poison. And I was struck, Brian, by how poorly prepared they were, by how smug and arrogant they were. I mean, they have they were completely lawyered up. They had PR firms giving them advice. And they just completely blew it. They looked at these congressmen as if they were beneath them, as if these issues were beneath them, as if they knew better than anybody. And it was a great window. It was an incredible window, you know, into the workings of, you know, the elite academia in this country. And it was really found to be, I think, you know, lacking in value, any values at all. So I think this could, you know, I think I was heartened by it because I think people now could see, you know, what it's like. And remember, you know, when it comes to MIT, Harvard, and Penn and others, you know, probably 98% of the people who apply get rejected. So you're starting off with an angry crowd, you know, don't like them to start with, you know. And then on top of that, you know, you see what they're teaching case. I thought it was an incredible day in American history.
And I just need these Jewish kids need to be protected right away. Ambassador David Friedman, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Brian.
You got it. Back in a moment.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
The holidays are the happiest time of the year. That is, unless you or your loved ones are miserable because of colds, sinus infections, or allergies. This holiday season, give the gift of better breathing with Navage. What makes Navage so effective? Well, unlike cold and allergy drugs that might take a long time to help, if they're effective at all, Navage provides fast relief from sinus congestion in 30 seconds flat. Navage doesn't just relieve symptoms, it attacks a cause by sucking out the germs, allergens, and viruses trapped in your nose that are making you feel miserable. Best of all, Navage does it naturally, without drugs. Wash away your cold and congestion problems this holiday season. Add Navage to your gift list so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/save. That's eucora.com/save.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design. The perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A successful rescue mission in Montgomery County, Maryland makes today's Dean's List. A 31-year-old man with Down syndrome who was missing for almost a week has been found. Rashawn Williams' family was losing hope after he had wandered away from his caregiver and was last seen hopping on a bus. After long days, police finally found him in a locked corridor at a nearby metro station. A station manager had spotted him alive and well. They think Rashawn had gone into the area and the door locked behind him. He remained there until rescue crews found him. After being taken to hospital where he was treated for dehydration, doctors gave Rashawn a clean bill of health. His family says they are relieved and grateful to have him back, and it's a miracle he was healthy despite not having water or food for so many days. So to everyone who helped find Rashawn and bring him home to his family safely, thank you. You all made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with star Joel Kinnaman, who leads the action-packed, dialogue-free, John Woo-directed new movie, Silent Night.
I think that in many of your favorite films, you know, there are long stretches of those films where there's actually no dialogue, and there's a lot of tension, and you can be at the edge of your seat even though there's nothing being said. And we're basically taking that feeling and stretching it out over an entire movie.
The film was also a new level of action and training for him, too.
And what we wanted to do do was to, for me to be able to do all the gritty, ugly stunt work, falling down stairs, you know, getting beat up, just, you know, taking it all on. And we wanted to do that because John wanted to film this in a way where you shoot the action in longer sequences without cutting. And when you do that, you know, you can't, you need a cut to put the stunt guy in and get the actor back. So when you stay on the shot, then the actor has to do everything.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing, rope-twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. And I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress, and then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the Congressional Record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, that, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Liberals are so stupid the way that they handle Trump.
What do you mean?
You should shut up. He's a narcissist. Neutral energy.
Yeah. You think he'd go away?
You know what I think he was? I think he was a one-hit wonder.
Uh-huh.
Right? He wrote The Twist.
Uh-huh.
And then that was it. He was on the casino circuit, and then you idiot liberals wrote him Twist again when you indicted him. And now he's a martyr.
And now he's
coming back, Jimmy.
And
he went on. That is Bill Burr, one of the great comedians out there, who he and his wife dislike Trump, but don't know who they're going to pick now, and just said by constantly haranguing him with these lawsuits and now with the indictments and the charges, you've made him a martyr. Look, how else do you explain that he has come from neck and neck with Ron DeSantis right after the 2022 election to on with the polls? And I don't want to be a hypocrite and all of a sudden believe all the polls, because I don't. And plus, in Iowa, I've been in experience. If I didn't experience the caucuses firsthand, I would think a poll is a poll and a primary is a primary and a caucus is a caucus. But I sat in those rooms and I watched people get up and go, you got to vote for Marco Rubio. And let me tell you the type of Marco Rubio I know. And let me look at Governor Christie. And you have to go ahead and go for Mitt Romney. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, these people are really at mini rallies here. And if you fill the right room with the right people, you could convince people. So that which makes it so unique. So if there's something comes down that on Donald Trump that surprises everybody and he's back down to his core rather than every Republican, he's got, you know, over 80% of all Republicans supporting him, it could be a different story. But if I believe the polls and if he takes Iowa convincingly, it's Ron DeSantis is done. He's got the governor. He's got the top evangelical leader in Bob Vander Plaat. And then he's down to 99 counties without a strong ground game in New Hampshire. So that would leave Vivek, who is Trump light. And then you have Chris Christie, who's not going to have the funding, I don't think, to stay on the stage next time out. I don't think he's going to have the polls, even if he does have the funding. And then it would leave Nikki Haley one-on-one. So I think she's playing it tactically pretty smart. Personally, I do. And the President of the United States, former President of the United States, got his town hall on Tuesday, so you got the chance to hear from him. Here's Chris Christie on the man that many people did not want to bring up last night, and I understand tactically why, but here's Chris Christie, cut 22. Cut 10.
I think it's completely predictable. I mean, look, he's made it very clear. There's no mystery to what he wants to do. He started off his campaign by saying, I am your retribution. 8 years ago, he said, I am your voice. This is an angry, bitter man who now wants to be back as president because he wants to exact retribution on anyone who has disagreed with him, anyone who has tried to hold him to account for his own conduct. And every one of these policies that he's talking about are about
pursuing a plan of retribution. And yet, at the first debate, my three colleagues on this stage, when asked if he would be convicted of federal felonies, would they still support him, raised their hand, looked into the camera, and let everybody know that they would still support him, even if convicted of federal felonies.
Because he believes, and like a lot of people, this is all trumped up. They waited 2 years to file him. Jack Smith is just enraged. He's got Trump derangement syndrome. Came back from The Hague to prosecute Trump. He didn't come back to investigate. He came out to prosecute, flipped his lawyers. Now they got a bunch of charges. Now there's some investigation going on that the Georgia prosecutor was trying to get the January 6th transcripts before there was even charges done. So she was out investigating. She was out hunting for maybe a trophy for a trophy case. I'm not saying that Donald Trump is clean in any or all these cases. I'm saying that this is a over-aggression, especially in the civil trial right now, to go after Trump. I don't see it. And that's what a lot of people are saying. Listen, what I'm seeing right now, the guy clearly having problems walking, talking, and the policies are terrible. The foreign policy's on fire. The world's on fire. I'll go with the other guy. The question is, will be somebody else in that party? That's where I disagree with Chris Christie. President of the United States is not doing anything different than he did in 2016. He says, I'm your retribution, I'm your voice. He's saying, listen, we got sidelined. He believes the election was stolen. I don't believe it was stolen. I believe that you manipulated certain things. There were certain things that broke their way during the pandemic. I don't believe the election was stolen. But that's what he's saying. And you had even said it himself. He came out and said, look, Donald Trump is a lot of things. But in terms of this whole narrative of he's going to be a dictator like Napoleon, cut 16.
Donald Trump says a lot of things. They're often very funny and they're often, huh. But you know what? He has 4 years behind him. He's not a dictator. He's not an authoritarian. He's not good. There aren't no army in the field. It's just silly to me. It just strikes me as silly.
And that's what I did last week on One Nation, which is going to be Saturday. This Saturday, we've got Dave Portnoy coming on amongst our great guests. So, and he made a major announcement about Barstool not hiring anyone from MIT, Harvard, or University of Pennsylvania because of what he saw with those presidents. But Dave Portnoy is going to be on, like many people, looking at this and say, yeah, you want to go after Trump? Go through his 4 years. Go after how many people he rotated through. Go after you don't like the fact that he died in an election. But don't say that he's going to be an authoritarian because there's limits to his power. And people are saying, well, he's going to hire a bunch of people that he likes, all his friends. Yeah, that's what people usually do. Harry Truman brought people in from Kansas. Bill Clinton brought people in from Arkansas. George Bush brought experience and his friends into key positions. Donald Trump's going to have a much better idea of who belongs where. But that doesn't mean he's going to be a dictator. And I feel like it does. There's a lot of things criticized about Donald Trump. Don't say if he wins, he's going to become a king and he's not going to leave. The most ridiculous thing I've heard is, if he wins, he's not going to leave him for you. He's going to stay forever. It's not even possible. I mean, he's going to be 82 years old. He's going to get back to his life. That's it. And the thing is, I don't think he wants it. I'm not even convinced he wants it this time. He does want to get his 4 years he believes belonged to him 4 years ago. That's it.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, in our newest location in Anderson and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Can you explain to the Americans, that this impeachment inquiry, why you interacted with so many of your son and brother's foreign business associates?
I'm not going to comment. I did not, and it's just a bunch of lies.
You didn't interact with many of their business associates?
I did not. They're lies.
So I'm not going to comment, but they're all lies. They're not all lies. Just like 51 Intel agent said it wasn't my son's laptop, when we know you knew it was your son's laptop. It was your voice on the voicemail there. These were emails to you, but Leon Panetta and everybody else didn't even pick up the phone to say, hey, Joe, before I sign my name on this, is it yours? Is it your son's? Are these your emails? Am I sure that I'm not ruining my reputation? And now, after finding these pseudonym emails interacting with Sherwin, Eric Sherwin, who is the basically the family accountant, and other business partners where he attended lunches, he's still holding to he never discussed business with his son. How long will that stand? The chairman of the Ways Committee joins me right now, Congressman Jason Smith. Congressman, what are your thoughts when the president said all lies?
Well, Brian, President Biden repeatedly said he had no knowledge of his son's business dealings, but we now have 327 emails that prove otherwise. The docs that we released this week in the House Ways and Means Committee came from the two IRS whistleblowers, and there was 54 emails that was President Biden himself to Eric Sherwin that you just mentioned. Eric Sherwin is the architect of all those shell companies that was created to move millions of foreign money throughout and then tapered out to different Biden family members. But there was 54 emails, just him to Eric Sherwin. That right there is more than enough. And five of those emails, Brian, was right before they went on the trip in June to Ukraine in 2014. And then 27 other emails was right before the trip that he went to Ukraine in November of 2014.
And why is he using a pseudonym? And was he using a government server?
He's absolutely, you know, the reason why he's using those alias names, and there was three different ones that we saw that they used here, it's just to keep it private so people don't know that it's him. That's how, I mean, it's just like how they have 20-plus shell companies to transfer and hide money. Apparently, there may be 20-plus different email addresses that the president uses. I mean, we're trying to figure that one out. That's why you see Jamie Comer having issues just getting the thousands of emails right now.
Right now, I understand that there's the National Archives gave you 82,000 pages of emails and documents that was sent to received under President Biden's alias while he was vice president. How many have you gone through?
We haven't received those emails. That's been blocked by the Obama administration and also the Biden administration. So that is something that we are battling right now to get those. The 327 that we received was from the IRS whistleblowers during their investigation. The IRS whistleblowers testified 2 days ago in our committee saying that they didn't realize who Robin Ware was and the other aliases, the fake names Joe Biden had, until Jamie Comer came out with the fake aliases, and then they saw all this.
So
they didn't even know that in their investigation.
So you need is Joe Biden just saying their lies? What is he saying is a lie? They said that the payments that you guys found were car payments. Is that plausible?
Brian, he's just trying to distract. Apparently, he's not looking at all the facts that we brought forward. We have documentation, more than 1,100 pages from these IRS whistleblowers that show that President Biden dined with Hunter Biden and his associates. We see that he's traveled to events with Hunter Biden and his associates. We've even seen that he wrote letters of recommendation for Hunter Biden's associates. So that sure doesn't sound like someone who's not deeply involved. Plus, there's numerous examples of where Air Force Two was used to fly to Ukraine, to fly to Mexico, and they were all wrapped around issues that helped benefit the Biden family. We also know the $40,000 check that was, quote, a loan repayment from James Biden to Joe Biden,
right,
that was ultimately 10% to the big guy that came to one of the original companies that came from the Chinese company that was all wrapped around the WhatsApp message that said, I'm sitting right here next to my father waiting for your response, and then six, 8 weeks later, this money pops up.
So I want you to hear what James Comer said to Sean last night about the difference between the way the Bidens are treated and the Trumps. Cut 42.
The Democrats on the Oversight Committee have obstructed this credible investigation just as much as the Biden legal team, just as much as the mainstream media and all these government agencies who are supposed to be investigating. But we're going to hold Hunter Biden accountable if he doesn't show up for the subpoena. Sean, we looked and Donald Trump's immediate family testified in depositions on the January 6th committee for 18 hours. 18 hours. Donald Trump's family showed up for depositions when they were subpoenaed by the January 6th committee. But the Bidens think they're, you know, the law doesn't apply to them, that they're special and they aren't going to show up. I mean, there's more evidence now about Hunter Biden than most criminals that have to show up for depositions in big time legal cases. So he's going to be there, or we're going to hold him accountable.
Your thoughts about that and the comparison between the two families?
We clearly have seen, especially the Justice Department, throughout this IRS investigation, the Hunter Biden taxes, definitely treating the Biden family a whole lot different. There were several leads, according to the IRS whistleblowers, and they testified this week once again. There were several leads that was going directly to Joe Biden, and the Justice Department refused those leads. What we did find out is Kevin Morris, this Hollywood attorney that paid more than $2 million worth of Hunter Biden's unpaid taxes. We have an email that he sent 3 weeks before Super Tuesday, back in February of 2020, saying that we need to get these tax returns paid off or it faces personal and political risk. The political risk only relies to one person. That's Joe Biden. It was 3 weeks before Super Tuesday, which ultimately decided he was the nominee, the Democrat nominee to office. Right. The whistleblowers, Brian, said that they believe that there's potential campaign finance crimes, and they wanted to investigate that. The Justice Department said no.
So I wanted you to hear what Ron DeSantis said. You know, he's running for president.
Opening an inquiry based on the facts that we have, I think, would be justifiable. However, I think they run the risk of doing an inquiry that doesn't necessarily lead anywhere while they've been ignoring a lot of the problems that our voters are talking about. When I'm going through Iowa, Republican voters obviously are not fond of Joe Biden. Yes, they're concerned about Hunter and all this money, but they're more concerned about what's happening at our border. They're more concerned about what's happening with the economy. They're more concerned about federal agencies that are overstepping their bounds. And so if you're doing the inquiry, which, again, I think is justifiable, you also have to be addressing all these other issues.
So he's worried about the impeachment. He saw what happened with Clinton. Numbers went up. So it happened with Trump when they went after him in Ukraine. Numbers went up. You guys only have a 2- or 3-seat majority, depending on the day, and a few special elections. I don't think you got moderates on board. Are you worried about putting this thing up for a vote like the speaker wants to and then losing?
We won't lose. We are 100% behind an impeachment inquiry. Allowing us to have the impeachment inquiry gives us more strength when we're battling this administration. The White House has told us that they will not provide documents, they will not provide witnesses until there's an official vote. We're doing this an official vote because there's still so many documents, so many witnesses that have to come before us that we need answers to questions. But you know what? Back to what Governor DeSantis said, I served with him in the House. We can walk and chew gum, and that's in fact what the Ways and Means Committee has been doing. We've passed tax legislation. We've passed the most bipartisan trade agreement with Taiwan. Plus, we're doing oversight. Walking and chewing gum is what most Republicans are able to do. I hope Ron DeSantis can do the same thing.
Congressman, your thoughts about Kevin McCarthy leaving can't be that much of a surprise, but he was your chief fundraiser, and I know popular with 96% of the caucus.
Kevin McCarthy is a dear friend of mine, someone who I respect and admire, and he was not treated appropriately by just a handful of Republicans. And he was such a team player. He was the person who led the effort for us to win the majority. If it wasn't for Kevin McCarthy leading the effort to have the majority, we wouldn't even be where we're at today. If it wasn't for Kevin McCarthy starting this impeachment inquiry, we wouldn't be where we're at today. We're going to miss him. The country is going to miss him. He's been a great public servant, but I don't blame him for wanting to move on.
But that seat, are you worried about losing that seat?
Not at all. That's a pretty safe seat in California, and I think we'll be fine there.
All right. Next step, before I let you go, Congressman Jason Smith. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, your next step, right now, on the investigation.
Absolutely, our next step. We have several individuals that we've asked to come before us that we need additional information. To me, I am very interested, Brian, in all these, like, quote, loans that the president's apparently been paid for. We had the IRS whistleblowers testify this week saying they had no documentation of any loans. Well, you know what? If you're granting $240,000 worth of loans, there should be interest income reported on your taxes. But it doesn't appear that any of the public tax records of President Biden, is there any reported interest income? We need to see those documents.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Congressman Jason Smith, he is chairman of the Ways and Means, one of the busiest guys around, an important position. Thanks, Congressman.
Thanks, Brian. Take care.
All right, you got it. 1-866-408-7669. I do want to talk a little bit more about that debate, the ongoing war in Israel, some of the dynamic things happening with our economy. So don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, Mandy, you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And remember, the deadline is December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
me. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. This week on Perino on Politics, I'm joined by Fox News Radio political analyst Josh Kroshar as we dig into the impact of the Israel-Hamas war on the 2024 presidential election cycle and so much more. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Your
favorite Fox News funny man, Jimmy Failla, has a new book, The Cancel Culture Dictionary.
How have we not gotten a game show spinoff called Wheel of Cancel?
No, it's not an actual dictionary. It's an A to Z guide to winning the war on fun.
The fact that we're defunding the joke police is a win for America.
With a collection of cancellations by the outrage mob, Jimmy Failla's Cancel Culture Dictionary.
Yo, what is going on in this country right now?
Pre-order your copy of The Cancel Culture Dictionary now at foxnewsbooks.com. The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This is rich because when she was governor of South Carolina, she was the number one ranked governor of bringing the CCP into her state. She wrote a love letter to the Chinese ambassador saying how great a friend China is. You can look at it. We put it on our website, rondesantis.com. There's also a video of her as governor standing in front of a Chinese flag with a Chinese business saying that she now works for them, talking about this Chinese company. So she's been very weak on China. Now, here's the problem. The rhetoric is different, but the one on her donors, these Wall Street liberal donors, they make money in China. They are not going to let her be tough on China, and she will cave to the donors. She will not stand up for you.
He continues to lie about my record. I actually said his Don't Say Gay bill didn't go far enough because it only talked about gender until the third grade. And I said it shouldn't be done at all, that that's for parents to talk about. It shouldn't be talked about with schools. In reference to donors coming on board, look, we will take support from anybody we can take support from. But I have been a conservative fighter all my life.
The governor had a good night, but she tried not to fumble last night. I think it was pretty clear to her that she's got a role for the number two slot. I mean, for the people that show up on stage and do most of the campaigning, she's been the best. I mean, she has surged because she has worked really hard. Governor DeSantis, too, he's gotten better every day. But most of the big money is going with Nikki Haley. But I think a lot has to do, too, with beating Donald Trump. Not beating Donald Trump head-to-head, but beating Joe Biden head-to-head. Right now, they just did a study. Who spent more time campaigning? 55 days for Trump in Iowa. DeSantis, 79 days. Haley, 87 days. Ramaswamy, 145 days. Christie, 35 days. Asa Hutchinson, 84 days. I think he's still in, technically. But look at what it relates to in terms of polling. Trump's got 59.8% of the vote. DeSantis, 13. Haley, 10.5. Ramaswamy, 5.1. Christie, 2.9. So I think the fact is everybody knows Donald Trump, and Donald Trump in many ways is like, listen, I'm the front runner. I don't need to be out there every day. I don't need to be calling into shows like I had to do in 2015. I don't need to be in the center of attention. Also, the court cases, much to his chagrin, kind of take care of that. So the debate, I think overall, what I think, Nikki Haley was fine. Ron DeSantis was strong. The most conversant, the most interesting is Chris Christie. Vivek Ramaswamy is just a fringe candidate. Extremely bright, 37 years old, a different perspective. But I don't want to live in a world in which we don't stick up for Ukraine, that we don't back up our allies, that we give Israel the weapons, but we don't have this thick alliance with them, that we don't see right and wrong with Hamas. I don't see it. I see the relation between Ukraine, Russia, China, and Iran. I don't think there's any doubt about it. To me, it's pretty clear. So the bottom line is people are flipping out that Donald Trump is back. They are flipping out that Joe Biden most likely is going to be the nominee. I'm one of those people convinced that he is, even though Donald Trump said he's not going to be. But guess what else is happening? It looks like that Joe Biden is not going to debate. Those were his so-called handlers were saying. Here's Quinton Folks, Biden's principal deputy campaign manager, Cut 18.
The Commission on Presidential Debates now has a schedule out. Is the president committed to participating?
At the end of the day, we're focused on building a campaign. We'll have those conversations. But right now, our focus is on making sure we continue to build out a campaign and infrastructure that's going to be able to be competitive in 2024.
What's So that's a no. You have not committed.
No, I said that the campaign is going to take a look at the schedule and we can have those conversations. But as of right now, our focus remains on building a campaign and infrastructure while the Republicans remain in a divisive primary where their frontrunner is not attending debates. Our campaign is focusing on what we need to do to win an election next year.
Wow. I mean, very simple. Yeah, we're going to look at the, we plan on attending the debates. You don't love the dates, you do love the dates. But right now, they've had a very timid campaign. You don't hear much about it. They're always under the wire. Trump was reelecting, trying to get reelected the day he got the office the first time around. Here's more. Cut 19.
I don't think any American person cares how old Joe Biden is when it comes to if they can get reproductive freedom in their state. I don't think they care when it comes to if gas cheaper or if inflation is coming down. I think that that's what American people are focused on. And while the media continues to try to make it seem as the American people are focused on how old the president is or what he might say versus Trump's who's saying he's going to be a dictator while he's already taken away their freedom and is quite frankly bragging about it through paid media and in his rhetoric and speeches and all across the country, is a very monolithic view and one that does not do justice to the American people when it comes to what they want.
Well, anybody who listened to Donald Trump with Sean Hannity knows that he said, I'll be a dictator on the first day by saying, drill, I'm going to build a wall, I'm going to crack down on immigration. That's what he was saying. And Donald Trump knew he was going to be misconstrued. I think he has fun with it. But for us who speak Trumpese, who anybody else has been watching, he didn't say I'm going to be a dictator. He didn't say I'm bypassing Congress. He didn't say I'm not going to leave the office. That didn't. None of that came up. In fact, the guy seems kind of happy these days. And the reason why Chris Christie didn't get the answer that they think that Donald Trump is incompetent in 77 and shouldn't be running, he said he was younger with the new generation. But Donald Trump is not incompetent. You might not like him. You might not agree with him. He might not campaign as much, but I think in the end he'll end up will be if he has to. But he's pretty much the same guy. So you decide if you want him. I don't think Joe Biden could say I'm the same guy. Plus, we didn't really get a look at him in 2020. Now we're getting a look. We can't turn away.
Thousands of stores across the country are pulling brand-name cold and allergy products off the shelves. Why? Because an FDA advisory panel recently determined that a drug they contain, oral phenylephrine, is ineffective as a nasal decongestant. Navage offers a drug-free solution that's fast and highly effective at relieving nasal congestion caused by colds and allergies. Navage uses suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril to help suck out allergens, mucus, and germs. Nasal irrigation works, and Navage makes it quick and easy. But more than anything, it helps you breathe better. Don't waste your time or money on products that are ineffective. Trust drug-free Navage for fast relief to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.